We got this covered. We got this covered. I got a topic. That topic will make us talk about things.
Or we can sit here and play on our phone.
Did you download Galaxy Trucker?
No.
The two of you could download Galaxy Trucker and we play four-player live game while people watch us.
That would be fun because I don't have Galaxy Trucker.
I said download it.
Yeah, I can't.
Here, you can take Brian's iPad. Brian will get it on his phone. Oh, I'm loud.
Are we online?
Yeah, we're live.
Everyone else is
live.
Hey, everybody. I'm busy.
That's really disconcerting.
What? Is that
hearing myself from 10 seconds ago is really disconcerting.
Yeah, it's like the butterfly effect.
Yeah, I don't think that's the butterfly effect.
No, it's not at all.
No, it's the Manchurian Candidate.
The Manchurian Candidate.
The one where he was black or the one where he was in black and white?
Both of them.
Yes.
For the love of God, mute that.
Yes, please.
Welcome to Crippled System Failcast 2.
We've had more failcasts than only two.
The only official failcast. The only time we were smart enough
with us.
The only time we have abandoned a recording.
Yeah, we have. That is the only time.
We should have done it more. That was the only time we were smart enough to stop and do it.
Well, that one had to be the worst, though, right?
Yeah.
It had to be.
Like, halfway through, we just petered out and started looking up times to go see a movie instead of finishing the podcast.
Nobody's going to really want us listen to us and figure out movie times in Madison. That's so exciting for everybody.
I thought it was compelling. Spoiler, we didn't even see a movie.
Nope.
Good media outlet.
Hey, you guys want to go see a movie?
Can we not?
I'm going to go see Whiplash on Tuesday.
We didn't go see a movie
that night? We might have stayed and watched one.
We never actually went.
Like, you guys probably found out I hadn't seen Speed Racer or something, and so we watched that.
Okay.
So, are you guys excited for Jupiter Rising?
That looks interesting.
It's interesting, but it was delayed.
Yeah.
It is. I would have been more excited. It was actually supposed to come out like 9 months ago, and it got delayed for almost a year. That's never been a good sign in a movie. No movie had been like a month from being released, and go, you know what? We're going to wait a year just because. That's never a good thing.
One
we
tidbit
can't
about this one.
Because we're awful.
Yeah.
One tidbit about this one that it's interesting to me, but it's also meaningless. Yeah, Mia Kunis. Woofta.
Yeah.
You know how you're watching like football or baseball or whatever, and the announcers are like, you know, he's 32% against left-handed pitchers when it's a Thursday on the second leap year of the decade, and it's just all this corner case shit. Well, somebody pointed out that Jupiter Rising is the first film that the Wachowskis have written and directed that wasn't a sequel or based on somebody else's book since the first Matrix.
I did not know that.
So this is only their second.
Yeah.
They did that, and of course, the other.
The first Matrix is good. You didn't like the first Matrix?
No. Even back when it got released, I didn't like it. It's okay in the background, but I think the plot is just terrible. I mean, the action is neat.
It's
really good in the background. I thought the plot was terrible.
But yeah.
I'm also strange and hate everything. So.
Yeah, it is true. You will actually hate my recommendation today. So
good.
We'll see that.
Oh, hey,
that's so unusual.
Yeah.
So we should probably go around. You know, welcome to episode 103 of the Crippled System. I think so.
When did we hit 100?
Apparently three episodes ago. Yeah.
Wow, man, you were on your phone.
I have not been paying attention.
Yes! There's someone in the chat room. Boosh.
Hi, Gunnery123. Oh,
it's like Gunny is in a private chat. This is just for him or her.
Stripping and dancing.
Yeah.
And type in your credit card number and you will get a special treat.
This is the worst possible thing. So I rebuilt the room a little bit, so there's now a giant monitor behind me.
Yeah.
So now everyone can read your chat as you're typing it in. Instead of just one person, then trying to relay it to everyone else,
but
everyone but Jim.
Yeah. I'm going to be in the dark.
Yeah. That's all right. So anybody who wants to say horrible things about Jim, go ahead because he can't see it.
Meh. Or even if I could see it, now I can see it. Feel free to say horrible things about me.
But I figured, you know, I might as well put it up. But even then, was trying to figure out a time place to bring that person's conversation in. Because the way we roll where nobody else can interrupt. And by the time there's a time for somebody to interrupt, the topic has already changed five times.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is believable. I mean, I can understand that. And then, of course, you can have your other random nonsense that's happening by itself.
Yeah.
And I'm Nathan, Ridia fan on the forums, and I play a Convergence of Cirrus.
I'm Jim, and I play Brian's Circle.
You're so absent on and from the forums.
Yeah, I didn't bother with the username because I don't know when the last time I posted. Probably 2 years ago. I haven't played for over a year.
You're playing with Katie's circle.
No, it's Brian's circle originally. It was Ben's circle. Brian, Ben.
Was it Brian to Ben, Katie, then back to Brian, then
Brian,
to
Brian? No, Katie, Jim Andy. Circle. Yeah.
No, no, it was.
You had it after Ben.
It was Brian to Ben to Andy to Katie
to Brian.
I used it for a little while.
To Katie to Jim.
Yeah.
Circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is like tracking the One Ring.
Yeah.
We recycle our circle armors.
Right. Yeah, we're very circle eco friendly.
Yeah, it's like a recycle symbol.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Except for it's got Ouroboros in the center.
I was at work the other day. Just you were recycle not. Symbol. You're right, I wasn't.
I was pretending to work yesterday.
We were near some machinery, and one of my coworkers was like, dude, it's your podcast symbol. On the side of a baler.
Nice.
Nice.
So,
Yep. Oh, and I'm Andy, Major Tusk, and I play Mercenaries.
Nathan, does he have an announcement?
You didn't interrupt your. You didn't introduce yourself.
I'm Brian. I play video games and board games.
Yes, you do. You play a shitload of Shadows of Brimstone. You never invite. No, you finally invited me.
You finally invited me.
Like, well, everyone else has done it. Nate, you want to do it?
He's the last person in Madison who's not actually. I think you are. Like, well, if, you and Jeremy Colefoot are the two people in town that have not.
You haven't played Sentinels yet either, have you?
Ever? Yes. I've played Sentinels many
Everybody
times.
Everybody in Madison's played Sentinels at least once, I'd assume.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten to play it with the Bard, because you guys say the Bard was terrible, and I went to the Bard.
They released a new card for him, where the his Kvothe special ability card. Is much, much better.
Is it just a new card, or is it the promo one? Because they have a promo card where he's the main character from The Name of the Wind.
They have the new one and a promo one.
The promo one.
I like the promo one when he dies, he's a bartender. When you flip it over, that's just funny. It's hilarious. Ah, shut up.
He probably got killed by an omniscient tree.
Probably. The tree wasn't omniscient. The raccoon inside the tree was omniscient. Get it straight, Jim.
Yeah, I'm not going to reread that book to find out if I'm right or wrong. So
You're okay with what you know.
I'm okay with being wrong on that one.
That second book was a little disappointing. He wanders the woods for 500 pages, then he meets an omniscient tree, and then he fucks every woman in the Western Hemisphere.
Yep.
Wait, what? Who?
I'm exaggerating on one of those three.
Who? What story is this?
The Kingkiller Chronicles. The Name of the Wind book series.
From two-thirds done, no kings
Patrick
killed.
Rothfuss.
Yep.
Yeah, two-thirds done, no kings killed. That is true.
it's called the Kingkiller series?
The Kingkiller Chronicles is the name of the series. Okay. The first book is The Name of the Wind. The second one is Wise Man's Fear. And the third one, I forget what it's called, but it's coming out soonish. There was a spinoff where the girl who lives in the sewers, it's like a little mini novel about her.
Yeah, and the first one had some neat characters. It had that girl. It had the crazy teacher.
Elodin.
And the main who's character the best part of the does sequel some too. Kind of interesting stuff in it. And then the second one, it revolves around him and his awful, horrible girlfriend that everyone hates.
Yes.
Like,
who friend zones the shit out of him.
Yeah, it's like,
The first book was an amazing first third of a trilogy. And then the second book was the next 64th of a trilogy, stretched inexcusably long with random stuff nobody cared about in it.
I enjoyed the first book, but when it ended, I'm like, man, this is good. I get the feeling, man, the last quarter I thought was a little awkward because it just ended weird to me. And I'm like, man, I thought he'd be done with school by book one.
Right.
Book two would be him in the world. And book three would be like him just
that would
riding
be the
dragons
normal pacing
doing,
of a book.
Well, because the whole thing's a flashback. It really is. I agree with you. The first one should be him doing school. The second one should be him killing kings.
Yeah.
And then the third one should be present day where he's solving whatever the fuck's going on with those spider demons.
Yeah.
None of that's what's happening.
He can wander around in the woods instead.
It's true. There was that one cool scene where he was fucking up all the bandits by mutilating a corpse and his buddy's puking because it's so fucked up.
When he does the magic and stuff, it's fun, but he just doesn't do a lot of it.
Like the scene against the dragon in the first book was great.
I don't even remember.
Oh, it's so good.
This is the most time we've talked about a book that has not been Dresden.
Yes.
Which was a little weird.
Speaking of which, how much longer till a new Dresden files?
It's got a name.
Yeah,
Peace Talks.
Let's talk about the title for a couple hours.
Oh, yes. First word, peace.
Do you think it's Peace Talks with the Outsiders, Peace Talks with the Monsters against the Outsiders? It's got to be with other monsters against
the
Outsiders.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was good.
He always has some like weird twist in the name that, I don't know, could be anything. Or it could be like the Sin Court or something.
Mm-hmm. Ah, the chat monitor went away. Oh, it's
my
back.
God.
don't need to make notifications whenever it goes away for a second.
Gunnery numbers would have been lost without us.
Oh.
Hey, we have doubled our live viewers.
Yes.
This is what happens when you're off the air for like a month.
We were on the air for 12 hours last week. I mean, I was sick and died.
We have not.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm looking here and yeah. We have four people in the chat room.
Whoa.
That's quadruple what it was.
One of them Catbug.
Catbug's the best.
So, I think one of them's Catbug.
I do have an announcement since Brian mentioned that briefly earlier. I know you segue. It's so nice.
Organized.
I am going to be running. We are going to be having an event February 28th at Misty Mountain Games in Madison, Wisconsin. It's going to be super goddamn casual. There's going to be, I'm not even going to keep track of wins and losses. It's just going to be an event for hanging out and having fun. There's going to be raffles. I have a whole bunch of like old models and stuff I'll be giving away, some gift cards and stuff. What, Andy?
Are you going to cook out?
I'm number
maybe
one.
I don't know.
It's possibly. February in Wisconsin.
Yeah, no, February in Wisconsin.
There's that meat place that we got food for.
You know, cook out at the barbecue place across the street.
That it closed.
It's gone.
Oh no!
I know, the worst news ever.
That place had such great prices. It's no wonder why they're closed.
Yeah, it was way too good for way too cheap, and I guess eventually they just couldn't. Oh, maybe because they could have just doubled their prices. I still would have went.
Yeah, most places in barbecue are much more expensive than they were.
That burger place was not that bad. You didn't like it? What's wrong with you?
I get so
not
sick.
Overly
burgers.
Good.
Yeah, no, and like their brats were very.
Brats were, but their burgers were actually really good. I like the burgers a lot.
That's like the Red Robin. Everyone likes that place.
Red Robin's way overpriced garbage. Yeah. But anyway, it is going to be. You make a 25-point list. No theme forces allowed. Just make a list. And then each round, you're going to be paired up with a random partner, and it's going to be a team game, 2 against 2, 50-point lists. You're going to be friendly with your ally, and that'll be fun.
I don't think I can do that.
You can make a 25-point list.
Yeah, I'm undefeated in team games.
There you go.
Put that up against the... I don't want to risk it.
You don't want to risk it?
On the random
Ben players. Cost me a loss.
He cost you a loss.
That was one of my wins.
Hey, I was helping.
You were helping.
Plus, we were in the loser's bracket anyway because we got foobarred by some people.
By top quality players.
Top quality players. That was some bullshit. But let's not go into that. Let's instead just talk about how hilarious it was that we ended that game killing our own casters with our own
jacks.
That
wasn't deep in the heart of Texas, was it?
Well, you know, there's things.
Things and stuff. Anyway. So, it's a super casual. I know we're going to have a lot of new players that are going to be showing up just because, you know, no pressure. So, if you haven't done events and you just want to do something fun, come out. We might cook out if Andy browbeats me into it. Might get mediocre burgers that Brian doesn't like.
If you like subpar food.
And who doesn't?
It's not that expensive.
if it's cheap subpar food, sometimes there's a place for that.
Yeah.
I still go to McDonald's sometimes. Hey, but not for burgers. They're terrible. But
A McChicken is a damn good way to spend a buck.
I love their fries. I will always enjoy
it. If you do like a McChicken, a yogurt, and a fries for $3 and get some water, that's pretty good for $3.
Yeah.
Or breakfast.
When any size soda was $1 was also good.
Is it not still?
No, it's gone back to different sizes or different price. But when you can get a large soda and a fries and a McChicken for $3.
That soda costs them a nickel. They should be fine with doing $1 for any size.
They should. There we go. That was my announcement.
Announcement. One event. And there's probably some events somewhere else, but you know.
Well, the reason I didn't do it on the 14th is because, as with always, the second Saturday is an event at the Dice Dojo.
Isn't that also Valentine's Day?
Also Valentine's Day.
Which would have been perfect.
How many War Machine players need to worry about Valentine's Day?
Well, not a couple more pretty soon after house problems.
What?
What? Nothing.
Even Katie is going out of town that weekend and meet Jeremy's home alone
that weekend. Wait, what?
Jeremy is home alone on Valentine's weekend. Katie's going out to do some stuff with her friends.
Aria will be his Valentine.
Oh my god. So when Jeremy asks us to do something, we should all be doing something else.
I will be. I have a wife.
I know.
See, some people have wives.
I know, but you know, like Brian, Jim, and I, we all should be doing something else at that point. It's like sorry, Jeremy, we can't hang out with you. You get to be alone.
He is video games.
I'm always doing something else. Always. Like last week, Brian texted me and he's like, "We need to do some 2-player board games again." I'm like, "Well, I work this weekend, and next weekend I'm in Illinois, and the weekend after that I work, and the weekend after that is Valentine's Day, and the weekend after that I work, and the weekend after that is my event." So you know, 2 months from now, I have a Saturday free.
Well, hey, the fact you work is that's half the problem, and that's a problem you could solve.
It is. I enjoy food and shelter.
What are you doing?
Two things that are quite overrated.
Just trying to fix this. Oh, my God.
Oh, he's breaking the system.
All right. It's touching. Just
that's
a tip.
Fine. Just leave it.
Yeah, but it's touching. You know, oh my god! It's
all right, me. I kind of fixed it.
It's not fixed.
All right, I pretend it's not touching.
Any more announcements?
I'm crossing the streams, dude.
You've been futzing with that all day.
Well, I'm trying to get the streams up to cross.
Just don't put a scissors next to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
do
put
not.
Anything.
Do that. He will. He things.
I have never done anything bad with a thing.
The number of onions that I lost.
Here's
to
an
you.
Announcement. Today was Gen Con Halloween Death Day.
Why are you doing
yes?
What is Gen Con Housing Death Day?
It's the day hotel.
That's not even affecting putting the mic closer to your mouth. You're just adjusting the windscreen.
It's We're the fine. Day Gen Con hotels become reservable.
You have basically, well, last year was the worst. So you have to get a badge.
You have like 2 minutes to get
you
a hotel.
You have about 2 minutes. This year what they did was you bought a badge on Friday. Then today you signed in at 11 o'clock. You just randomly assigned everyone a time. Like, it took me 26 minutes to get in. It took, like, some people half an hour, 10 minutes to get in. It took some people logged in. Like, Keith Hook's wife. She logs in at 11 a.m. says, you can get a room in 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
You know what's not available in 2.5 hours?
A room. Yeah.
And what my friend Tim did, and what most people should do, and I wish Jeremy and Katie could have helped me with, but they had made plans long before we knew the date for this, is Tim, every one of his people got a badge. They all logged in at 8. So they had 8 chances at 8 numbers. 5 of them got within 15 minutes. Yep, of them got rooms. But in the first 20 minutes would
and
fine.
Then they all piled into the same rooms.
Well, they got 5 rooms, but then they can give some up. They all got too many rooms, and they could cancel them easily.
Right.
But I at 26 minutes, their server stopped working.
Oh.
So then I couldn't get a room. But luckily, because Tim knew what Tim was doing, I was able to get, I got one of their extra rooms.
You got the Mixdorf connection.
Yeah, basically. Otherwise, I would have been screwed. But I'm also
driving from like Gary or something.
Yeah,
you know.
One of our viewers had the 3-hour wait.
Yeah, it's
which that's just them saying fuck off.
Well, last year it used to be the
like, screw you. You lost the lottery.
Last year it was first come first serve, which is kind of a lottery because it was really connections and timing and where you were. It wasn't a physical lottery, but it was behind the scenes lottery.
Right.
But this time it's just a straight up lottery.
Yeah. And then you know some people really got screwed more than others. But yeah, luckily I even had another person who was texting me who might. I had like 2 backup room people. Luckily, were looking out for me.
I stayed in a hotel room in Indianapolis one day. That was $25 a night. That was a classy joint. I don't know how I ended up there or why, but
I'm not even sure
where something.
Yeah, I'm not even sure.
I don't even want to know if something crawled over me at night or what. You know,
it's like
that's one you just block out of your memory.
I gotta survive till tomorrow.
I have to sleep so I can drive.
Yeah.
That was one of them deals.
There was less rage on Facebook. Last year was the worst. Last year the servers went down immediately, and not one person I knew was able to get a downtown room opening night. A lot of us got in via the wait list, but this year a lot of people got in. So, but there were still some problems. So
it was actually better to do a lottery than have everyone bombard it and blow it up.
Yeah,
right
but the
away.
Servers after 26 minutes, the servers still had problems. So if they would have had even better, like if it would have been fine, I would have got a room on myself after 26. But then the servers were being just so broken anyway.
Not good old computers on the first day of any big thing.
Yeah.
Well, given that you know the event hall's open overnight, you could always just not have a hotel and don't sleep for 3 days.
That's horrible.
It is.
Just horrible.
Hide under booths.
3 days, more like 5 days.
You know what the crazy thing is? I'm trying to get a VIG badge this year. So their VIG is basically you get a special hotel block, you get like special lounge and a bunch of other special stuff. But they're not picking names. What they normally used to do is first come, first serve, but this year they're doing a lottery tomorrow where You had to buy your badge on Friday, go through the hotel block. Then tomorrow, they're going to, of all the people who emailed a certain address, they're going to pick like X amount of names, and then you have the ability to spend the money for the VIG badge, which they're going to open up, I think, another hotel block, and then you can get another chance at hotel rooms. But they only give out $1,000 a year, and you can retain it. Once you get a VIG, you can like renew it before the normal registration. And I guess only like 25% of the people cancel per year. So it's a very small number.
So they're like pack or season tickets.
Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Like here's the giant waiting list, and now you just got to get lucky to get one.
And
it's probably as
expensive. I mean, it's $575 for a VIG badge. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The only time I ever went to Gen Con, we got in on forged badges. Magic players do not have ethics, by the way.
And I mean, to be fair, that would take almost no work to get a forged badge for Gen Con.
No, this was when it was in Milwaukee, and yeah, I don't know, somebody photocopied theirs or whatever, and then took it down to a store and laminated it, and we all walked right in. I mean, all we needed to do is get us through the front door. We didn't really walk around a lot, so.
The bottom one, Andy. Yeah, they just generically look at you when you get in, but
yeah.
Yeah, and also
watching it.
Okay.
So I have a Gen Con room, so that's exciting. Yeah.
I mean, it's still
you may want to double check your Twitch streams. As far as I know, it's still going.
Well, you know, things happen.
Yeah.
You were young.
Yeah. Well, and are surrounded by Magic players and everybody else.
Was this
doing
back
it
when it was in Milwaukee still?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And
I liked when it was in Milwaukee. And there's that wax sculpture of a cop in the lobby, and so you could always just meet up at the cop. That was a good rally point.
Yeah, I don't even remember. All we did was go through the front doors and into the Magic Hall, because that's what I was there for. It was a tournament. I went like 5-3 or.
Poor Gunny ended up 6 miles away. Yeah. Good old hotel. Good old by the airport.
Somebody in the Zappity Grumble thread said that they couldn't see us on Twitch, but everybody else is working fine, so it's a problem on their end. For once, we aren't incompetent.
Well, it's fair. We could
in that aspect or respect, we are.
Correct. That
currently
specific,
are we incompetent? Yes.
But that specific thing, we are not
it's
failing
not
at.
Our responsibility. 6 miles still isn't that bad. You'll be all right.
No, well, it's just
I'm sure
it's nice being in walking distance. Yeah, that's the thing. It's nice being within walking distance.
Yeah,
but
I suppose you could take cabs, but that's probably $30 each way or something.
The hotels have shuttles, but only at certain times when they cut off and you have to, you know, it's a little limited.
So it's a pain in the ass, but still okay.
Yeah.
It's doable. I mean, if that's the person's only choice, they got to do what they got to do.
Yeah, and if you cab there and back each day, you're adding another $100 or whatever onto your Gen Con investment.
Save $100. You're
losing a lot of money.
You save $100 being by the airport, but you spend $100 on the other side things.
Right. Yeah, because the hotel is going to be way cheaper.
Yeah. I mean, it's my biggest expense of the year, so I save for it all year, but then I just, you know, so when I blow all that money, I had a year to prepare for it.
Right.
I was thinking about saving up like $5 or $10 a week or however much it would be so that for War Machine Weekend, I could take a keg of Spotted Cow to War Machine Weekend.
Well, that's actually not so bad.
That's when it's best, too. The bottles don't do that justice. It never tastes as good as a tapper.
That's true of pretty much any beer, but yeah. Spotted Cow is good stuff.
The Spotted Cow is the one I notice it the most in. Yeah,
fair enough.
If I have a tapper of PBR or a bottle of PBR or a can of PBR,
it tastes like water.
Exactly. So it's not like,
this
is how you have to drink it, but Spotted Cow really, a tapper is how you have to drink it. My opinion.
I haven't had two women from a keg yet, so I need to see if that's any different, because right, I like it in a bottle.
Yeah, I don't care for any other beers out of the bottles.
Yeah, I concur.
Fucking Gen Con.
I have stopped even pretending I'm not going to spend too much money at Gen Con. It's like if you take an alcoholic and you just put him in a bar and start pouring beer on him. He's not going to be able to resist.
Right.
So it's just going to be, I'm going to spend an insane amount of money. I'm going to buy more board games than I can possibly play in the next 6 months.
Luckily, a lot of times you come
one
here.
Board game?
I said more board games than I can play in 6 months.
Yeah, one would be more than you would ever get to. You have such a backlog. Yeah. If you buy a board game, you're never getting to
it
in the next 6 months.
Games, I mean, I played board games Friday night and Saturday, and I still only went through, I played a Terra Mista, I played El Grande, I played
That's Spanish
Sentinels.
For the Grande.
The Grandy.
Yeah.
We played the King game or the
Castle
Mad
game. King.
Well, Mad
I
mean,
Castle. I played five different games, but I mean, it's still had enough energy to play another dozen, and I still could have gotten through another dozen after that, and still not been caught up.
Yeah, at least you come to your senses after the fact a lot of times and sell the stuff on eBay. So it gets you some of your money back, right?
Yeah. Fair enough.
You'd like the alcoholic, he can't sell it back on eBay.
I don't know when the expansion to if they had a release date for when the Age of Conan expansion was going to come out, but I need to clear up time
to
play that.
That's played once. I only played once.
The thing with that is, like, every year I get a group of four people who play it once and go, that was a lot of fun, and then they get shelved for a year. You know, we did it the one time, and then we did another time with, I think it was Yumi and the Shays played it, and
I think
one
I
of
like
the,
another
one
that you
one
hate,
of the Shays.
Beowulf.
I like Beowulf.
I'm the one. Well,
the auction
you're
one.
The one that hates it because it's totally random and stupid.
Yeah. I end up getting rid of it in my
watch. Ever win or lose at that game.
One of the Shays didn't like Conan. I forget which one. That was part of why they never really wanted it back out. They never really brought it up. I forget which one didn't like it.
Meh, whatever.
Well, it was Katie because she's the only one that can think for herself.
Well, I mean, that's probably true. You know, actually, Jeremy actually is the one who dislikes more board games than Katie. Like, usually, I've been at a game, like, Jeremy's like, oh, I don't like that much. He's kind of a...
God, did he ruin that freaking Nile River game we played. Oh, which one is that?
Amun Ray.
Oh, Amun Ray.
Workers are pointless. I'm going to ruin everything.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I'm going to take a tactical game of the four of us all have equal decisions to make, and I'm going to make it roll a d4 and pick a winner. Good times. But you managed to squander despite winning that lottery.
Yeah, he did. Yep.
You were given the game, and you're like, oh, I automatically win. I might as well get tricky and clever, and then you dropped it.
No, I'm going to go, I was clever and won that. Not Jim just throwing it into the trash.
Sure.
He didn't dunk it.
I definitely won the lottery and was like, here, Brian, have my ticket. So, you know, that'll happen.
I took it.
Yeah. Brian was smart enough to take the winning lottery ticket when it was handed to him. Yeah, but he ruined that game on multiple levels, though, because he wouldn't engage in half the game because he's like, well, that's dumb. Like, well, by you not engaging in half the game, you're wrecking the game.
Right, yeah.
Brian can't talk. We're all thrilled.
Yay! Yeah, board games.
Yeah, board games.
We had a topic. We had a War Machine topic.
Oh.
I don't know if
we... I didn't know about this until like 2 minutes prior.
Yeah,
Jim.
I was not warned.
I really did not. I'm not participating in the topic anyway.
So. You guys can participate in the topic. It's going to be so quick. It's literally a list of 20 casters and what we think about them.
What?
Oh my God.
It's not even that. It's not even that. This will take... I guarantee we can get through this thing in 5 minutes unless we feel like being
Is
more
it on
verbose.
A 7 scale?
Yeah, we can do it on a 7 scale.
Hi.
Hi.
So Brian, just a quick lesson. You don't need to adjust the mic every time you speak. Stop it.
Oh, why is that?
Jim, are you familiar with Masters this year? Have you seen what they did to it?
No.
Okay.
Well, why don't you explain it?
I will explain it for Jim and other possible listeners and viewers who don't know about the current Masters that was just released last week, if we hadn't skipped 2 weeks.
Steamroller.
Now it's been 3 weeks.
They did a new Steamroller and a new Masters. Steamroller is basically the same, just down to 8 scenarios. Well, you actually customize your objectives.
The only one I've been playing, because everyone's too lazy to bring custom objectives since I started playing again, is the stupid three flags one. I keep playing Kaya's. It's like, oh, this is a terrible scenario for me, but...
I'm going to start thinking about my objectives, so when I come down on Wednesdays, I'll actually be able to play the other scenarios. I just haven't bothered to, and we just as a group need to all do that, even on casual nights.
I think once we start recording and start doing stuff like that, it'll become a little bit more ingrained.
It is really, really important to play through the objectives on your random night.
Yeah. Since it's important to play the scenarios for sure, and then like you're saying, if you don't think about that, if you don't include objectives when you're going down on random nights, you're only going to play Incursion.
Right.
And that's no bueno.
Which is terrible for Kaya.
Yeah, you keep winning, though.
No, I lost one.
Oh, okay. But so Masters, what they did for Masters is it's basically just a two-list Steamroller, but each faction has a list of 4 casters, and if both of your lists are casters that are on that list, you get 20 points of specialists in both of your lists. So like half your list is swapping
so
it out of them. You get 20 points of sideboard for each list if both of your casters are from that ADR list.
More crappy casters.
Right. Well, or you know, the thing is you can play Gaspy 2, Haley 2 if you want to, but then you're giving up on the flexibility of the sideboard.
It's still one faction.
It's still one faction. Okay. Those were just
like, wow, you can play Gaspy 2, Haley 2. That sounds pretty fucking
Yeah,
poor.
That was Old Iron Gauntlet, and they got rid of that.
Yeah.
No. It's but you have the choice of giving up those powerhouse casters and then gaining the flexibility of sideboards.
It's both of the casters, or each caster on that list gets a sideboard.
It's both. Each caster gets its own sideboard, but you can't have one guy from the list and one not from the list. They both have to be from the list, and if they both are, then they...
Get any benefit at all.
Correct.
Okay. I like the idea of the sideboards. They tried specialists as an add-on last year, which was used once in a while. It was only 10 points, so it wasn't really a lot.
I played in at least one tournament before I quit where we had that.
Yeah. I think 10 points is too little, and my gut, now obviously it needs to be played, I'm not making judgment, my gut thinks that 20 points is a little bit too much.
I actually, at War Machine Weekend, the one that we won the team event at, sideboarded before an event on one of my lists. I walked up to the tables and I looked around, and there's these like massive 2-foot forests on a bunch of the tables, and I went and got Nis Hunters.
I
was so proud of it, and it worked out. I was so proud of myself. I went like 3-1 or 4-1 in that.
But yeah, I think almost in some ways, I personally think that I think whatever the least expensive Colossal or Gargantuan is with theme bonuses, sideboard should be 1 point less than that, so you can't simply sideboard a Colossal or a Gargantuan.
Once you commit to the Gargantuan, you should be forced to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
I guess that would be like 18 points of sideboard then.
18 or 17, whatever.
That's a really good idea.
But I like that. And I actually also think that Masters should let sideboards for... That should just be a thing. I don't think we need the gimmick of having to play these casters. But if they want to try it for a year, I like them trying new things. I think it's new. Let's go with it.
Yeah, and sometimes they try new things and you're like, yeah, this ain't going to work and it does.
But the benefit as it currently is, which is 20 points of sideboard, is irrelevant to the concept of getting a benefit for doing ADR. Those are two separate concepts. So they could do,
they could do any benefit they wanted for those whatever tier two casters or whatever they want to call them. I would rather them see them fix the problems with the bigger casters. Like they did with Gatsby accidentally through the steamroller with the caster can't contest.
Yeah.
I would rather see that to bring the casters
stuff like that. Actual erratas to casters is tough because as all of us have played 40K in our life, you know what it's like to bring four books, six magazines, and everything to every game because you need all that info. And they definitely don't want to go. And
they did errata Gatsby three times though, and it finally took a steamroller change to change them. So you got to think outside the box and be a little more creative sometimes on fixing these problems.
Right. Because directly Except editing the casters becomes a nightmare because some new player shows up with a new caster or an old version of a caster.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know Rias had reach. Yeah. Well, she does now.
Yeah. Yeah. Or I didn't know that E. Haley's second part of her feat, where I choose the activation order,
it doesn't exist anymore. Hypothetically.
Yeah.
Which would be a good feat.
It would be a good feat. So either half of her feat. I wouldn't care which one went away. If one of those two halves of her feat went away, I'd be fine with her.
Yep.
Sorry, Andy, what did you say?
Oh, I was going to say Mark 1, though, had a glut of erratas that were never printed onto cards and such.
They went back and reprinted it, which made it really confusing because they went back and reprinted decks and they called them Mark 2 decks.
Yes,
but they were from the Mark 1 game, and then they came out with Mark 2 War Machine and people would bring the Mark 2 cards from the Mark 2 deck and they wouldn't be right.
One of the big erratas I know of, it was Vlad 2. About him putting his ability onto characters.
Yeah.
And I hadn't played Vlad 2 for like the longest time.
You put it on the Great Bears.
Yeah, and I put it on the Great Bears, and holy cow, that was amazing.
Yeah, so the Great Bears killed two of my Warlocks that game. In one activation. Just three Great Bears, two Warlocks. Placement of
a spell, which wasn't on his card. Yeah, erratas are tough, and I understand why they'd want to not do that. But
so, the general...
If everyone just used War Room, it'd be fine.
Sorry.
And if War Room worked,
I was making the joke.
And even if it works, I just found out War Room, the Creel Stone errata is still not on there. The Creel Stone, because models aren't within X inches of themselves.
Oh,
so by the rule, it didn't affect
himself,
right? Because it says models within X inches. And
I've I've never really known him played that way where he didn't affect himself.
Right, because he affects himself. It was just they forgot the rules of their own game. It was an oversight. And so they errated him and a couple others that I can't remember. Maybe
Tartarus or something like that.
Yeah. Hmm?
It was Tartarus, maybe?
No, because he doesn't have an aura like that. But it was somebody where that way it affected him. He was the big one. But War Room doesn't have the errata in it. So he still, according to War Room, doesn't get the +2 armor.
Is it fixed in Tactics?
I don't know.
Is that game out? Tactics?
Yeah, it's out. Is it fun? It's in. You get to pay full price, and we don't admit it's a beta, super beta.
Oh, well, yeah. Screw that then. So wait for it to go on sale after they fix it.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, it's
actually on sale too right now.
It is on sale.
I think it'd be worth $20. I don't know what it costs.
Steam,
but I think $20 is a fair price.
Yeah, the issue is it also Steam, you're gonna get it for that.
It also is big on in-app purchasing. Like you buy units and stuff like that.
Yuck.
Yeah, yeah.
That's horrible. You should not have to pay for a full price game and then buy an app purchase.
You don't get everything in that game?
I don't believe so, unless I've been woofully misinformed.
I think you could buy a faction. I don't think it's that, you buy Kador and then you have to buy Wintergard. I thought you got everything. I thought you get everything.
I don't know, because I've been playing a lot of WoW, so other games are hard to play.
Right.
Like, mercenaries, I think, are an extra faction that you can purchase.
Quick,
for their
Joseph 1313, go get Tactics, go try to play, and let us know if we can... You have to buy things. Quick, do it now.
Hurry.
There.
We need your help.
Save us.
This was a bad idea.
But that's the concept of Masters. So I thought we would go through
to play Tactics.
Yes, yes. Just, the in-app purchasing.
And you just want to go through those casters.
Go through the ADRs and see what you guys think. Who like who on that list you're like, whoa, that's a great pairing, those two, or that's what I totally do, or man, I'm really missing X caster, so I don't think I'd ADR.
What does the ADR thoughts mean again?
I don't know, but it's what people have been calling these lists. The actual
ADR
thing,
is just where you
active
get
duty
the
roster.
Yep, that's
you're
what
getting
was
the benefit for playing
active
those
duty
guys
roster.
Boom,
you get all the initial stuff free, is what Regmade's hat says, but then there's more stuff that isn't free.
Well, yeah,
that's just
that's
like
what
Borderlands or something. You buy the initial game, and then all of a sudden, Handsome Jack comes out, and you're going to spend the $10 on
it. Like the extra add-ons, like the Mercenaries, the Retribution. Those are extra add-ons.
But even still, like the Mercenary stuff, like might not currently have like Gorman, you know, and then Gorman comes out next year and you have to pay $10 to get Gorman and stuff like that.
Well,
like
it's DLC. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, it's DLC. Yeah, I mean, it's not sense. Like that's anything new. Maybe I should have, you're right, yeah. I shouldn't have said in-app purchasing. I should have said DLC.
In-app purchase is where they give the game away free and then make it unplayable if you don't spend $5,000.
Whereas this, they just make it unplayable to start.
You get
technology company. They should just go full technology.
What they do is they just start the game with just Magnus 1 and then you have to play the game through as Magnus 1. And then you have to try to get other things.
What you do is you kill a Redeemer, and then you back off.
Oh, man. And then the unkillable caster for you wanders into range, and you kill him.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah.
Forget, does Magnus 1 have Pathfinder?
Yeah, no.
No, yeah.
Oh, the guy on walking stick.
Yep.
So anyway, so I thought we could go over the ADRs for the factions and see what you guys thought.
Well, you just started.
Is one of them Magnus?
One of them is A Magnus.
E Magnus? Booyah.
I'm going to go in the order that we have it on here. So firstly,
also, one other thing before you go this, it's going to be the casters listed. If a caster is released because every 6 months
they're
going to change.
They're going to update the sucker.
Yeah, every 6 months.
They don't drop anyone else. It's these four plus whoever comes out.
So
you're
planning on making crappy casters?
So let's say this goes between
they
now
could
and June.
Add on to it.
Well, every 6 months or every X amount of months, this list is going to change. But let's say in May a new model is released.
Oh, they're going to let you take them.
The new release
because they're
going
to want you to play the new stuff.
Yeah, the new stuff.
Nobody's going to want to go to a tournament and not play their new caster.
Correct.
This is going to be cycled twice a year, and in addition to its cycle,
any new things
are.
Does that mean that Bradicus third is on the?
No, because he's already out.
Okay. Are we going to start taking bets to see how long a caster stays on the active duty roster?
I would think it's going to change every 6 months.
Yeah, it's on a set cycle. This one is going through the end of June.
But I mean, it's to say if they're going to stay on the on the next cycle that
I don't think that there's.
Are they ever
going to
put
things
like E-Gasby on there though?
Probably, but the thing is, it's all about pairings,
right?
You know,
so you can take
so if they
E-Gasby,
put E-Gasby on there,
but a bunch of other stuff that doesn't match with them.
That yeah,
it's
exactly.
Scabrous or something like that.
If it's E-Gasby and then three things that don't solve the
his
one
problems.
Problem he has, yeah. Because it's still a two list thing.
Like if it's E-Gaspy, E-Gorshade, all of a sudden the RFP is to fucking both of them, right?
Correct. Yep. Gorshade 2 and 3 get fucked by RFP.
Okay. Well, there you go.
So Signar, we have Constance Blaze, which must be a typo because she's a mercenary caster last I checked. Jeremiah Cray, Nemo.
Says the guy that played her in Signar Theme Force.
If they would have let me call that Theme Force, and I should have won, but dice fucked. Yeah, well,
anyway,
whatever.
Continue.
So Constance Blaze, Cray, Nemo 1, and Striker 1. I believe that's Striker 1. Commander Coleman Striker?
Why don't you say Striker 1 next to it? People, we don't even give us full names. Like we know
Commander Coleman. Yeah, and it's so fucking annoying. Like in War Room when I try to add my opponent's card and they're playing, I'm playing Sorcha 3. I'm like, what's her name? I need her name because War Room doesn't say
Sorcha
3. Sorcha
3 doesn't exist.
It was an example.
But it was a poorly flawed
example.
Haley
3 will
exist
soon. That'll be exciting.
So, I mean, I think...
So, Constance Blaze, Cray, Nemo, 1, Striker.
I think P-Nemo is a really good caster.
Especially with the, and you haven't played since they came out, but the Tactical Arcanist Corps, the Mercenary faction.
He's played with them.
Yeah, the TAC, the three dwarves that are spellcasters.
They looked really terrible.
Well, the thing is, with him... Well, they put up clouds, which are great.
So you just hide him behind their clouds.
And that's three spells being cast.
Three
spells a turn.
And he's really fragile.
Yeah.
So that's a wobble combo.
Super blocking line of sight. He's getting three extra focus. But. I mean, yeah. They're good at dwarves because they're magical, which attacks, but why are you playing dwarves without other things?
And if you're playing dwarves, you're just doing like an Earthbreaker bullshit thing. Right.
Why'd you look at me for that?
Because you're the guy that does that.
I'm still tempted to play... I still always want a Signar Constant Blaze Theme Force.
Yeah.
And a Haley 2 Theme Force with the two Stone Striders.
I mean,
the big thing
the
is
Signar...
no Haleys, no Kane.
Yeah.
No Haleys or Kanes are on this list.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think Constance is a pretty good caster, too. She's good against armor, but I don't know if she's that good anymore.
I've seen great success with, like, Kray's legit. Every time I see Kray get run by people, he's scary.
In Mangled Metal, he is hell.
Yeah.
On wheels, because they just take all hunters and they're all fast cab and you can't pin them down, and the Mangled Metal rules almost never have scenario.
Right.
Oh, it's awful. He's awful, awful.
Kind of the same trouble as him and Nemo have the same problem, though, is where they just suddenly die.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going
around.
Drop
dead casters.
Oh, I died.
Yeah. Being on a large base is awful. Being 14 defense is awful.
Yeah.
Being 14 armor is awful, and they both have at least two of those.
That is true.
So, but, I mean, Nemo is a very lead from way, way back kind of guy. I think he even has the... I'm not a Signon expert, so I don't know what I'm talking about. But I think he's got the control range extension.
Yeah,
Nemo
1 is the one that can pay to extend his control range.
And so that he can feed and get his jacks.
He's as far 4 as a kill box makes him.
Right.
Yeah.
If there is even a kill box. Yep.
Yeah. Gunny brings up a good point that some of these casters, his is with Constance Blaze, some theme forces, like a lot of these are like, oh, they're good and they're really good in their theme force, but then you gain the specialist benefit and some of the theme force is really tough to actually use the specialist.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to use the specialist benefit at all. He's right.
Xerxes would love that with 20 points. You could be like shifting in and out, like, you know, cataphract units. Maybe you have the AoEs and you see your list doesn't need them and you dump them.
But I mean, you could use the benefit with somebody like a Nemo where you have like a Thunderhead and something. That's like a real anti-infantry dude.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, crap, I don't want this.
Yeah.
You can take it out. And now if you're playing against the mirror match as Signar, Constance is really bad against that mirror match, I think, because I don't think she can get through a lot of the bullshit that Signar brings to the table.
Yeah.
So you're basically stuck on Nemo, and you don't want that Thunderhead in against their Colossal. It's going to do nothing. He's a dull-fisted little punk.
And that's the thing with the 20-point specialist, I mean, and it's what Brian was talking about, is that with any of these, an easy specialist is just dropping a fucking Colossal on their head.
Well, especially you take a Colossal on your main list, and you go, oh, my opponent can't handle two Colossals. Two Colossals?
Oh,
I'm really good at the game.
Right.
Or
the opposite is where you make them address the Colossal and then you just pull it out from under.
Yeah, you pull it out and pop in like a whole bunch of infantry and they're
The Colossal should just
be. But that's kind of list chicken shit. So.
It is, but it does get a little.
But I mean, the double Colossal is definitely a legitimate point because that's just stupid.
Yeah.
That
they should have never, ever, ever let them be more than FA1.
I wish they had been FA1.
One of the three big things that's killing my joy of the game is if I see more than one Colossal on the table, I'm like, I should just go play something else.
Yeah, it's stupid. I mean, it takes away all the tactics. It's like, can you deal with this? Yes or no question.
Yeah.
It's a completely tactical death.
Yeah, FA2 was a mistake for Colossals. Yeah. I think literally everybody on the planet agrees with that.
Yeah, and that would be an easier auto. But then you get a new player that, like, oh, well, I'm doing these big things. They buy both of them, and then they come down.
Well, they can't Errata now. People win, too. Some people, you can't.
Well, it's can play multicaster games.
Yeah. I mean, they did change the FA going from Mark 1 to Mark 2 on things, didn't they?
Nope. Well, the only thing they didn't make...
They went up.
They went up.
Things went to more.
Yeah, they didn't reduce
anything. Yeah, nothing got reduced.
They really didn't want that stigma because that gets... That's GW
specialty. That's a GW specialty, right? But... I mean, that's such a clear, obvious, awful mistake.
Okay.
Bartertown exists.
I was going to say, I remember played more 1,000-point games in Mark 1 than I did 100-point games in Mark 2.
Right.
Because I had a lot of FA more. Like, I had 2 units of Widowmakers. I had 2 Dracoons and stuff like that.
I feel like I ran into something where I couldn't play everything, but it might have been Bulkers, and it might have been because I never played Seer Forge anymore.
Yeah.
Or some rule with the Bulkers.
Yeah, but I'm pretty
Bulkers just got worse. They lost their extra attacks.
I still had played them at some point in Mark 2 until I discovered
I had
Vanguard's
6 Helldivers in Mark 1. They stayed unlimited in Mark 2, but they didn't stay as good. So.
Well, sure. Like, when I played Krix, I had like 12 Death Rippers.
Yeah. Everyone's got way more Arc Nodes than they'd ever need. So, I mean, I don't know. If you own 12 Death Rippers and now you'll never play more than 2... Or you own Colossals and you're now no longer legally allowed to play more than one. Is there really that big of a difference?
Yeah. Well,
yes, I know it's a GW dick, move and total awful to do that. But at the same time,
at some point you have to.
If you made a mistake, you got to fix a mistake.
Fixing
a mistake is more important than saying we don't want to be like these guys because that's one big thing about GW is they don't ever fix their mistakes.
Yeah. Right.
So I would rather see them fix their mistakes.
I would like to see them do something with like their Unbound rules.
is allowing people to play Lizard Men a mistake? Because they're fixing that.
Right. Yep. Yeah, I mean, GW is horrible. I mean, we all would still be playing fantasy if GW had any level of competence.
Could you imagine Mark III in, like, there's no more Kator.
Yeah.
Kator and Circle don't exist tomorrow. Like, what happened?
Kator and Circle Kator might be a no, bad examples, sense. But I think, like, Retribution or Mercs would be a better example.
Yeah, like Retribution.
But, if they
yeah.
went and said, well, Mercs, if they went from Mark 1 to Mark 2 and then said, well, Mercs as an army was a mistake, which they did say at some point, and they're like, ah, fuck it, you can't play them anymore, people would have been upset, and understandably so.
Yeah. Oh, well, so that's Signar. I think I agree with somebody in the thread. I think Cray Nemo would be my pairing if I did that.
I think, yeah, Cray could work just, really well. With...
You are just asking for, like, you're asking all four for of
these are relatively heavy. Or relatively fragile, not heavy, sorry. All four of these are relatively killable.
I don't think Constance is relatively killable. She gets the Arcane Shield in that list and her feet.
I guess so.
She is a badass.
Yeah.
It depends on how 15, you place her.
25 going up on the feet turn.
Those two are...
If I was facing down Scorn and I had the... I don't know how popular Scorn is, but I wouldn't want to take Cray Nemo against Scorn. Because the frickin' stupid sword guy would bounce into one of them, and that would be that.
Yeah.
But with Constance, you could kind of tank it in your face a little bit.
You can. Yeah, I guess so.
Like, I've had people... I've walked... what's the stupid Mollet Karn? I've walked my caster in front of Mollet Karn and been like, come on! Before,
yes.
You know? And he's just like, no! So, I mean, you can get there. You just not with dumb casters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think somebody was saying that they think Signar's the weakest. So, let's move on. Menoth. With the Menoth one, the Protector one answers the question about which Striker that was, because these Menoth ones all say Epic in parentheses next to their name. So
that's Peace Striker.
That is nice. Yep.
Peace Striker, you know, that plus five armor feat. Armor feats are really nasty because there's no way around them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's just horrible in Signar. Like, if you gave that to... Like, in Circle, that plus three armor and no knockdown feat for Balder is actually pretty strong. You can't shoot it off with Iris. You can't purify it. You can't blast through it.
Right.
It's horrible. But for Signar, I think it's just a terrible fit. But anyway.
So, Resnik, Epic Resnik, Resnik 2.
So, Resnik 1 engine. And 2? Or
no, no, no. I was just specifying. Resnik 2.
Yep.
Severius 2. Higher Severius, is that 2 or 3?
Yeah, it's 2. Terrible.
And Testament, so Reclaimer 2. So, 3 epics
he's
there.
Pretty good.
And then Thyra.
Yep.
Testament, Thyra, for sure. I don't know how their pairings look, and that might be terrible, but if I was forced to pick, it would be those two, because the other two.
Testament.
I don't know anything about Resnik. How good is he?
He's okay.
I don't really see him often. His feet's kind of crazy, but I never see him. You know, Morvana 1
everything into racks or something.
Well, no, that's they all explode. It's like Morvana 1 where things blow up in the forest and the forest hurt everything. It's that same thing, except they don't turn to forest, they just all explode and kill stuff. So it's that
okay, whenever you kill a model,
it explodes and kills other shit.
That's mitigable by moving stuff around. I don't know about Resnik, but I do know that Epic Severius.
Oh, he also has
terrible.
The
only way you can lose to him.
He has the
rack
no shooting ability on himself. If he has a focus, you can't shoot him with non-magical attacks, which is pretty crazy.
That sounds good. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Testament has always been an underplayed character from all of Mark II. He still has the same abilities.
He's one that would show your Signar weakness of the 14 defense, because he would be spawning his revive troops in Corporal and shooting through and killing those casters.
Yeah.
You'd have a hard time, a really hard time with those Signar pairings to beat somebody like Testament.
So, obvious, no Harvey. She's the big one. I mean, do you break this to play her or somebody else? I mean, are we missing anybody?
Krios 1, Harvey.
Yeah, P. Krios is a complete
Krios 3 is pretty solid, too.
I mean, are they so good that you would just say, fuck ADR?
Yeah, for sure.
Mm.
I would, but I don't know. I don't know.
I would rather see that combination with List Variety than I would than the other ones.
Yeah,
I would be
Ephiora
happy to
even and stuff like that. I don't like any of that stuff.
All right.
I could definitely see it being used fairly well, though. Testament for sure.
Yeah. I almost lost once to East Severia, so I was super embarrassed. So that's a true story.
You don't think he's particularly good?
No, he's terrible. Yeah, I almost lost to him because I had all my House Guard halberdiers and shield wall.
Yeah,
and he came up and he took control of all of my fire shooter guys.
Oh, that's good.
Fall archers and shot me in the back arc and lit that whole unit on fire and they all burned to death. I was like, God damn it! I almost lost, but I still beat him.
Hey, don't let him do that.
Yeah, I should have just freaking killed the stupid Stormfall archers myself. Then he couldn't have possibly won. Instead, I gave him some small chance.
So Kator, and this is the laugh riot.
Oh, hold on. Let me see if I can guess, because I haven't seen this document.
Okay. The bottom three in Kator.
I was going to say, it's going to be Zarkova.
Yup.
Hamkovich.
Yup.
I was right about that guy then.
Strakov.
Strokov. Yep.
Strakov. And I would say probably Irisk 2.
Nope. You're 3 for 4. So it's definitely Hamkovich, Strokov, and Zarkova. And then lastly is Butcher 1.
Butcher
1 is not bad at all.
Butcher 1 is quite good, and Strakov can be good.
And if your opponent is surprised by a 30-inch Beast 09 assassination, you get to win your game.
Also, I mean, he's immune to fire, which is good against a lot of factions.
Yeah.
And I mean, a threat range
you get to laugh at Legion
is not bad.
Yeah.
Count me as one of the few believers in Harkovich, though. I like him. But
man, every time I look at his card, he looks just terrible.
He wants to be Bart so bad.
He does. He is shitty Bart. Yeah. He Bart's his older brother, and he's like, "Look, Bart, I can do it too." Yeah, no, you can't.
No, that's what happens when you have a land shark, and he's not really.
Bart's like, you know, your feet. I have it as a spell, sweetheart. So
I mean, then I would do Strakov Butcher.
Yeah, agreed. For sure. Definitely. Yeah.
And that might be worthwhile because, I mean, I don't know, Strakov's got crazy, crazy threat range, and Butcher can lead a really great shooting army.
You play Strakov, and you don't go for the assassination skill, you just go for their whole front line.
Yeah, well, what does Strakov bring to gas mask dudes?
Assault commandos? Assault commandos. No.
But what does he give them? Is it anything decent?
Not worth taking.
Hugs. I can't remember what he does.
Because his feet
is a melee
caster feat. Why would you take them terrible shooting?
Well, if he gave him something good. I
guess they have assault or something, maybe. Yeah. But
Somebody said, bring Butcher 1, then just drop the other game.
That's valid. I mean, you'll go X and 1 every event.
I remember when Strakov came out, he was like the hotness, and then people figured out he wasn't good.
Yeah. He's got the one scary trick.
Yeah. Yeah, his real problem is that to get the feat, the charged model needs to be in his control range.
Yeah, he's only focused 6.
Dying a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he's like 16, 14, and he's got to get way up there.
If his theme force, I don't know. I think his theme force does allow trenches, but at the same time, then you're being
cornered. The trenches are within 20 inches of your table edge.
To get him to use his feet effectively, you're probably having to do something silly like charge him. You're not going to have as much control as you'd like about where he drops.
He gives all of his assault commandos actual assault.
They have sprays, don't they?
Yeah, that's
the thing. It's like he could be your infantry killer guy, and then Butcher would be your mate.
Their UA has sprays.
Their UA is amazing, though.
You got to watch out about falling into that trap, though, because you're like, oh, he's going to be my infantry killer guy, and then you run into a Gatorman with, like, I played against the revived Gatorman with 15 heavy infantry. Like, your infantry killer guy is all pow 10s. He's not working against that infantry list.
And Zarkova is pretty solid. Somebody did post that there is pretty solid with her no quarter theme.
Zarkova would be one of my favorite Krix casters.
Well, no, it's her
she's
no
got
quarter
the Watcher,
theme with all.
Right? And she's Vanguards got, in that.
Yep.
Have 4-point Vanguards in that list, which Vanguards have 4 points as a steal of the century.
Yes. You know? 20 points is 5 Vanguards you get to swap in and out.
There you go.
God, not quite 14,
that'd be just a specialty just for Keith.
Yeah.
Here you
Keith hates Vanguards.
You might win this game, but you're going to have to deal with 10 Vanguards.
So Butcher and then try to make one of the other three work.
Yeah, I would still try to go for Harkovich, but Strakov, I think, is the better choice of the pair with Butcher.
Well, and Zarkova, she does have that Watcher is a really good spell. I don't know anything else about her.
Watcher is a good spell. As a Lucan player, Watcher is a really good fucking spell.
She's getting a new model, all right? She's getting Ultimate Sculpt.
Yep. She is. No more Ice Cream Cone.
Yeah, the Ultimate Sculpt.
It's basically Ice Cream Cone.
It's still the
same thing.
Yeah. She's not like running forward to give it to you like, look, I brought ice cream.
They could release a character jack for her that had Affinity Arc Node, right?
I really wish that her no quarter theme force one of if not all of the Vanguards got arc. She could arc through them or like if she gained Field Commander Arc Node like
I think
the mother
Zarkova
has.
Is going to get an Arc Node built in like Affinity but then no spells that can't
that would be so great.
Game Arc Node then just all range self spells. Fuck you. So
they'll be amazing range self though, because they're not gonna, you know.
But. No, they can throw one like really terrible offensive spell.
Krix, and I know which two I would be from back when I played Krix. But so we have Asphyxius 3, which Jim knows nothing about.
He does.
Yeah, he's got a terrible feat and a great spell list.
His feat is every time they spend focus or are forced, he heals and gets a soul. So he gets higher focus for next turn, and it makes him hard to assassinate.
Which is
and
not as good as any other Krix feat.
He has the Ashen Veil spell.
And yeah, he's got good spells, and he's got one that gives plus strength or something, right? Yes. Like deciding something or whatever.
He also has Escort as well.
So he's...
I believe he has Escort,
his spells
right?
are really good, but his feat is not very good. And in Krix, their feats are always so damn good that that puts him way behind everyone, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, who's next?
Gorshade the Bastard. Gorshade 1.
Gorshade 1.
The Witch Coven of Garlgast. And Gavris.
I would definitely do Gorshade Witch Coven. Jeez.
Ditto.
They're really good.
I would rock the fuck out of Gorshade Witch Coven.
I've said this, and it's probably not true, and I'm probably totally talking out of my ass, but I think if somebody played Witch Coven 100 games a year,
they would
be just so fucking horrible to play against.
Yes.
Because that Witch Coven, when they get you, you're like, man, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, some Arknode runs 18 fucking inches.
That's not just,
into your ass.
Well, no, they got the stupid. They got the ghostly death jack.
Yeah,
which is really hard to stop. I mean, they got a really ballbuster feat. Mm-hmm. Ballbuster feat.
Yes.
Yep.
This spell doesn't it crit stationary, which is pretty good.
Crit Shadowbind, but basically crit stationary because it's your defense minus three and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, they got some good shit going.
And
they get to roll that plus strength and the ghostly, right? Isn't it?
And somebody pointed out, so this is, it was somebody asked this in the rules forum. So one of the, because don't forget, Masters is still Steamroller, so you have the objectives. One of the objectives is each model gets minus one the first time it casts an upkeep spell. So when they're in their Grand Conjunction, they're casting Infernal Machine for one focus. So they get to upkeep it, cast it, Deathjack cast it, Scarlock. They can have, for one focus, each of those fucking casts.
That's nasty. And that's the other great thing about them is the fact that they get the disjointed movement. I mean, they're really weak against Caster Kill then, but P. Gorshade is really good against Caster Kill, right?
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Not as good as Gorshade 2.
Yeah.
Because Gorshade 2 has nothing to do but can't focus.
Yeah, I'm going to stand here.
Fucking Gorshade 2's Elite Cadre is ridiculous. Motherfuck.
It's acceptable.
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit here and you guys make more. Go make babies.
Yeah. I'm going to stand here in front of their army and hope they attack me so that they're not attacking you. And that's his whole plan.
Yeah.
And then they just,
So, I would say, Gorshade and Coven is,
You're losing out on Denegra, you're losing out on Scar, you're losing out on Gaspy 2, but Gorshade Coven
is
a legit pairing.
He was, right?
No, he's not.
Well, even Scavaris, and if you go the other way, you go Scavaris and, what's his name? The other option there is still pretty interesting.
Three Witch.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what's hilarious is Scavaris is probably the worst caster in Krix, and he's still an amazing caster.
Well, Venithrax still has a title.
Oh, Venithrax. I forgot about him.
Well, if you only play against Hordes, Venithrax is passable, right?
He's fucking amazing if you only play against Hordes. If you could guarantee all your opponents played Hordes, you would just, like, dick slap everybody in the face with Venithrax.
I think they're still better, though, right? Isn't he Gaspy just more nasty?
Well, there's the thing, though, is Gorshade's Gaspy 3 really is a really good Hordes matchup, though, too.
In my experience...
So they're both great against Hordes? That doesn't sound real great, but no. I mean...
Yeah, because the whole Fury thing. Yeah. Like, they try to assassinate you with a thing, and they're missing you because of Ashen Veil, and then you're healing when they're boosting to hit. And, you know, if you have a camp, they're not doing enough damage to mitigate the healing. And then you have massive souls next turn into focus, and you fuck their world over.
Yeah.
How much with Escort? How much of a Jackcaster is he, though? Because Jackcaster.
He does not have Escort. We were mistaken.
He has
something like that.
Something that boosts
mobility?
Mobility, that's what it is.
That's what I'm thinking of. I knew it gave
mobility is a useful spell.
Yeah. Gorshade. I knew it gave extra speed for his jacks.
And it gives Pathfinder, and so you can get those chickens first turn running wherever you want them. You know, forever. They run 18 inches for Pathfinder. That's pretty good.
My biggest issue from the one time I played Venithrax is his weakness is when your opponent suddenly declares that the water you agreed was deep is now shallow, and then they charge across it with Pathfinder. That's really bad for him.
That is weakness of Venithrax.
Yeah.
Oh, but you obviously knew.
Yeah, they were obviously joking. So,
callbacks today. Woohoo!
So, Retribution of Skraga.
How can they? So, basically, half their roster is on the ADR then.
So, they're going to have the best chance at a good one.
Because they only have eight casters.
Because there's another faction that has five casters, Jim.
Oh, nice.
Their list is literally not Lucant. Like, Convergence's list is literally, you can't bring Lucant.
That's pretty cool.
Which also means 6 months from now, Lucant's on the fucking ADR. Booyah!
No mother.
Would it be no mother?
Probably. It's gonna be no mother. Yeah, it's gotta probably. Be no mother. If it's no, if they're like no Aurora, I'd be like, oh, boo-hoo!
Yeah.
All
right, Retribution.
So, their worst caster.
Gareth?
Yes. Then Kalissa, Ron, and Vyros 1.
Yeah, I was going to say Vyros 1 is going to be there.
Ron's
in there?
Ron.
To be fair,
so the question is, which of these three is best with Ron?
I won a tournament with P. Vyros Gareth.
Yeah.
What was the second one?
Kalissa. I fucking love. Kalissa's theme course.
It wasn't a random tournament either. It was War Machine Weekend Day 2. Or not War Machine Weekend.
Adepticon?
Mayhem Cup.
Mayhem Cup.
Yep.
I would probably do Vyros and Ron. That'd be my
Kalissa's theme force. That I would force do Kalissa, theme
Ron. But Ron, what he really struggles with bad is stealth casters, and Kalissa's got your best chance against that.
That's true.
I think I've taken that matchup before. That's fine.
Yeah,
that's a fine
plus with the house guard, too. You never played with the house guard rifleman. They're pretty awesome.
She is really, really good with the house guard rifleman too, because she. I'm pretty sure she's
not rifleman. The house guard solos.
I understand that, but they make the rifleman good.
They make the rifleman.
And I'm pretty sure super good. Can Phantom Hunter the rifleman. I don't remember.
Well, she wouldn't even need him with that guy because he just says you guys can see through stuff.
Well, but then you get to see through buildings.
That's also true.
And other damn thing.
I just love her and her. Can she bring them in her theme force? The no quarter theme force.
I don't,
the one
I
that's
don't
bullshit
know.
For scenarios.
Where you're that thing is that theme force is.
One, I don't know if you saw the no quarter theme force. One of the benefits is turn one, your opponent cannot run or charge with any models.
Yeah, that's fucking bullshit.
Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah,
and then you run up the and about, the second turn you feet and then they can't run charge. Or charge you.
And Rat's a good candidate for theme forces because they have a lot of answers built into their models. Unlike some other factions, like Mercs, I hated the theme force because I couldn't take Iris. But Rhett, you get like a lot of blessed stuff already. Or like Kalissa, I wouldn't take Iris with Kalissa anyway because I don't want to knock your focus off. I want them to have it.
Yeah.
I'll use that. I'll use your focus for you.
Well, you can use like Iris 3 then or something.
Right.
Know?
Yeah. No, it's great. I took P. Iris, I think, with her.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'm either going to win the game because I hit you with P. Iris. Or, you know,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Even still just 3-point damaging, you know.
Yeah, she's still a really good character, but you always took E-Iris to get her on the other stuff while I didn't need to.
That theme force in Ron, I think, would be the one
I
would
think
go.
She could Phantom Seeker bolt the stupid E-Iris, too. And so you could Phantom Seeker their caster. Like, they head behind a building. Oh, too bad. You don't get focused next turn.
Yep.
Oh.
I'll do this all day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I always took P-Iris over E with her. So. I don't think that's bad at all.
Not really. I mean, I don't know who you'd really be missing. I mean, Vyros 2 is a good caster. And,
was
you know,
it? Yeah,
but, no. Oh, well. I mean.
I randomly rolled for my casters before tournaments.
No, Ossian.
I randomly rolled for my casters before tournaments. I found that I got into trouble with Ossian trying to blow up too much on his feet turn, and then he'd die. Yeah. So.
There are a couple of things that you couldn't take out were the things that actually took you out.
Or, I mean, you take everything out in your control range, and the one thing out of your control range would kill you.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And then, as mentioned, Convergence is just no Lucant, which, hilariously enough, I'm probably going to break ADR, just because Lucant. I don't know, though, because...
Is he the Synergy one?
No, the Synergy one's in here. Lucant's the one that has Purification and a +4 armor spell, which you've mentioned previously is really fucking good.
Well, spells are just good because...
Lucant has positive charge, it has a plus... He has positive charge, he has Deflection, or Deceleration. Which one's +2 Defense and Armor?
That's D-Cell.
Oh,
he has D-Cell, he has positive charge, he has Watcher, he has an armor bonus feat,
armor's bonus feat.
Yeah, and his Field Marshal is Shield Guard, so it's fucking amazing. Like, Lucan's a god.
Sounds aggravating.
Yeah, so he's always going to have at least the color sitting
right next
to him.
You're clarifying this whole thing right now. You're saying, well, I've got one caster not on this list, and I'm willing to break it to take that caster.
I'm thinking about it.
You don't think every other faction is going to do that too then? Every faction is going to break this.
Maybe. The flip side, so here's the reason I might break it for him is because Convergence, I think, it's the least out of specialists, just because we have so few options anyway, and most of my guys I run in theme forces. Mothers and Therion, I run all those guys in theme forces anyway.
Yeah, they don't really have that many more options outside of what they can normally take anyway. Even their theme forces, they actually just get extra of certain things.
But then you got to look at the casters we've been talking about and say, do they really have options outside of what you would normally take anyway? And how powerful is that sideboard really?
Well, you could sideboard it with a bunch of mercs in there too. that your faction could take?
I honestly probably will end up following ADR, because the main thing that I'm scared about not having is purification, and looking through the list so far, the big shitheads that you need purification to not be annihilated by aren't in it.
Then if everyone's not taking it, then you're still going to need that but purification.
Your Kadar players will be taking it, your Menoth players will be doing, your top Menoth players won't be doing ADR.
Yeah, the Signar players, I think we've already discussed, probably aren't doing it.
So you have a lot of, you have a lot of factions who aren't going to be doing
Yeah, the Signar players aren't going to give up Haley and...
I guess we'll know in a couple weeks.
Now this weekend Cancun happened in Australia, and they already had, they've been using these rules, so we'll have some data how that happened.
Yeah, I'm curious.
Yeah, I mean, it's a live and learn type thing, and I think you always should explore your options, and if you sit, you should sit and look and try to build lists and practice them and see how they do. Yeah. But people are probably going to go to their bread and butters.
What's next?
Yeah, if I do follow ADR, I would do Iron Mother and Cyntherian.
Cyntherian is the synergy one.
Yeah, the synergy one. And I think with synergy, I would have a fuck ton of jacks, and then the sideboard would be a colossal. I wouldn't swap in a second colossal, but one or zero, I think, because colossals are nice, but the more jacks you have, the bigger your synergy gets.
Not if they charge into warp wolves and die.
Valid point.
Just FYI, Nate.
Mercenaries. And I really like this mercenary list, because I like these casters.
We should take at least three of us here were... Mercenaries players. Yeah. We should take
I don't
a
have
guess.
Time to be good at
you
it.
You don't have anymore. A guess?
Oh. Oh, guess? Well, some you already said Magnus 2.
Magnus 2.
Ashlyn?
Nope.
I don't know that.
I would say Fiona.
Fiona. Who I know you don't like her nearly as much as I do.
Ostrom,
yep.
And who?
You got one left. Ostrom, Magnus 2, Fiona.
Would it be actually be Shay?
Shay. Oh,
wow. doesn't match up with any of those guys, though. He needs an armor buster as a second.
His sideboard. Well, a lot of people are saying his sideboard would be the galleon, just flipping in and out. Like, I need an armor bust, or I need shitloads of.
I don't think a galleon in the armor busting scenario wins the fight.
Yeah,
you charge that galleon into their arcane shielded thing with repair guys behind it. You're gonna lose bad.
Yeah,
they're gonna one round you, and you're not gonna kill them, and you're gonna be right back in shit city.
What about Ostrom? Because he's got the strength buff, and you can bring an Earthbreaker.
Oh, he's such a shooter guy, ain't he?
He has fire for effect and snipe, but his feat is Pathfinder plus 2 speed plus 2 strength, which is all melee. So his spells are shooty, but his feat is
melee. His feat is really by Hammer Dwarves would be our really
good. Who
is
the other one? Fiona, which
Fiona
is
Fiona and Magnus 2. Well, and then Magnus 2, you've got Calamity. Yeah.
Magnus 2 is good with Shay. Magnus 2 Shay is a fine pairing. I've taken that to tournaments before and won. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah,
Magnus 2's feat is a really underly used feat.
And it's a good way to pin that armor in place so you don't have to deal with it for an extra turn, and you get the Calamity.
Between Calamity and his feet and everything, he's Denny 1.5. Like, he really is like the Denny in disguise as a dude in the wrong faction.
He's really good.
He plays like a Denegra.
He does get caster killed quite a bit, but Shay doesn't, so that is a good pairing if you're playing Shay very conservatively.
Yeah, that was very annoying when I took on Shay with my Durgan Earthbreaker list.
He's got the groundwork.
Yeah, so if I knock him down, he's still fucking defense 17. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I gotta plan this differently now.
Yeah. if you can even get in range of him, I don't know. When I played him, he was like
50 miles back.
Yeah, I played him like piece heavy. I was towing into the fucking...
Killbox is bigger now too, but
it's basically the same. It's still 14, which
it doesn't
matter.
Because I probably play Shay too conservatively. An extra 2 inches forward would probably be a sweet spot. So,
and the thing is, even when they changed Killbox, it was only a half inch forward because they took it from any part of you being within 12 of the Ed killed you to being all of you being within 14. So for small base casters, it was like a half inch difference.
I played in that situation where he was towed in 14. I very rarely felt in danger of losing Shay ever when I played him.
He's hard to kill.
He's hard to kill, and he stays way back. Yeah. I mean, that's a pretty good combination for being invincible.
He's fast, and he's able to stay even further back, too. Yeah. No, I had troubles in my game against the person.
I'd always shoot his jacks out of his control range and be like, oh, fuck it, they're dead anyway.
Also, the hilarious thing with this, though, is only one dwarf caster, so if you are a Searforge loyalist and you want to play Masters, go fuck yourself.
But they don't have to follow those rules.
No.
No, stunties for life. Yeah. Fuckers.
That's Shay is there's something... the best merc caster. That's great.
Shay's theme force is all dwarvy.
The best. What's that?
Shay's quarter theme force was all dwarf based.
The Seaforge and the Searforge. There you go.
Victory.
I know Shay used to be the best merc caster. I don't know that he is anymore now that the colossals are around.
He's still nasty. He's really good.
You can still crack some armor in there. He's not a big armor crapper, but you can bring Aeon and Holt in his list, and you can bring some armor crafting stuff.
Aeon and Holt and Galleon, and you're going to do
okay. The Earthbreaker.
Or flip side, he's so fast so you can go around shit. But yeah, the Earthbreaker dwarf.
I think he got displaced. Even like the...
A tuned-up Earthbreaker is bullshit.
Right.
Durgan with a tuned-up Earthbreaker is fucking ridiculous.
Right. So, I mean, he's got this... Displanted by the Colossals. Not because he can't kill Colossals, but because Merc's got that Colossal.
Durgan Earthbreaker is the new Gatsby 2. That's how bullshit it is. Right. Like, yeah, it's like you have to have an answer for it, and even if you have an answer for it, you're still going to lose a significant percentage of your games. Like, you go to tournaments hoping to dodge Durgan Earthbreaker.
It's very, very good.
I mean, he gets six AoEs and a regular gun that's all tuned-upped?
Something
like that. Yeah, obviously.
The thing, it's
2D3, right? And two big guns.
Yes, two big guns that either leave.
Big guns are knockdown, ignore elevation and cover and all this shit.
Or it's an AoE for rough terrain. So yeah, the only thing that really needs to be fixed in that regards is tune-up. Tune-up needs to only affect large base models or lower.
Or like it's...
Warjacks, not Colossals.
Yeah, something. Yeah. I mean, because fucking an Earthbreaker shooting two-round in one of my Colossals. Like,
right.
What?
Yeah, because generally what will happen is you only put two focus...
Well, one of those was a Durgan feet turn.
No.
Oh, it didn't matter. It doesn't matter. Ostrom as your second list as an armor cracker could be a legit thing with Shay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just Earthbreaker.
A tuned up Earthbreaker is fucking ridiculous.
You could take Epic Iris and you knock their Arcane Shield off, you blast the shit out of them.
You tune up that Earthbreaker to damage as well, and you put Snipe on the Earthbreaker.
Epic Iris doesn't work in Seerforge's list, Jim.
Oh, sorry, I guess Seer's shit out a lot.
No, Ostrom doesn't have to work in Seerforge.
No, he's a dwarf.
Ostrom is a great Highborn.
What kind of person are you running a dwarf caster outside of Seerforge? What would Magnus the Just say?
There's only one pure dwarf list I'll play, and that's Gorton with three Earthbreakers.
Which is, one of the key things I hate about this game. Excellent Thexus would be nice to get it. It's a shame he's not in there.
Yeah, it is kind of a shame.
What's that?
His sideboard would be hilarious.
No, you couldn't have another. It wouldn't work with the other character unit swap out because you could only bring one character unit because those UAs are limited and specialists have to obey restrictions.
If you're playing them in theme,
each list gets their own list.
But the point is. The Cephalix can bring a character unit by having a slaver attached to it, basically.
Right.
But the way the specialists work, you couldn't have, like, let's say...
You couldn't attach that slaver to a bunch of different units,
Couldn't have Boomhauer in your list and then have your sideboard have Crow's Cutthroats.
Right.
Because you can't have two characters in the list.
But there's probably one
because
character
the second
unit
one
that works best with that caster, and then you can sub out your
Could you be running the Theme Forest be level 3 for one, and then... Your sideboard would also bring it to level 4.
You can't change theme level at all.
Once you're in
you can't change theme level. Okay. Because I was going to say one of the benefits of the theme level is you being able to take another Dominator.
Right. Yeah.
In which then he could be attached to somebody on the
sideboard.
You
could declare yourself at tier 4.
And have a Dominator? Or you could...
No. It doesn't require a second. It just allows it, right?
Yes.
So you could qualify for tier 4 and choose to swap out the second one for other Cephalix stuff.
Yep.
And, but you would have to remain at tier 4 qualification.
Correct. So you could still technically have that extra Dominator in there, but he'd be on your sideboard attached to somebody.
You couldn't be... With your sideboard, you have to be tier legal.
You couldn't be at tier 3 and have a different character unit to switch... Because then, since your specialist is considered part of your list, you would have two character units in your list, which is illegal. You couldn't have a 50-point list with Boomhowlers and then have Crows in your specialist and say, well, I'm only going to use one of them in my list at a time because the specialist portion is considered part of your list.
Yeah.
So currently, you have two character units in your list, which isn't allowed unless you're tier 4.
What you do is you build a 70-point list, and then keeping theme legal, you take 20 points out of it.
Right. And that's also the reason why the big one that you can't do is you can't have Saxon Oryk in your list and Pendrake in your specialist and say, I'll just switch and I'll use whichever one I want. Because technically, they're both in your list and they hate each other.
Oh, I get that. I just don't get the two character unit part.
Not tier 4. So you're normal Exelon Thexus list.
Tier 3.
Think you're in a normal Exelon Thexus list, okay? So you're not. You only are allowed one of the character list bringing guy.
It's not character. It's just any
whatever.
Game mercenary.
Right. Because normally,
well, that's
normally
where you're getting confused. He's saying not character. Units.
Normally,
he's
can't
talking
bring
about the
units.
Mindbender.
The Dominator.
The
that's,
Dominator.
He's
saying
the attachment
you can't
to
have
the
two
unit.
Dominators if it would make your list illegal. No matter if it. So you can't have a Dominator in the sideboard and a Dominator in your main list.
What I'm
and
actually saying,
swap them.
What I'm actually saying is you can't have a Dominator with a unit in your main list and have a different unit in your sideboard to switch in for that Dominator and say now
no,
he's Dominator.
But now
he's
be illegal
instead.
If you did a
well,
different
what I'm saying, though, is you could actually have a Dominator in the sideboard and a Dominator in your current
correct.
List.
As long as
if,
it's legal to have two of them.
Correct. If you were tier four.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm specifically saying that's the only way you could do that.
Yes.
You can't in a different tier list, you know, theme level correct. Or non-theme, just say I have one Dominator, and if I want to, I'm going to switch to a different unit.
Correct, yeah.
Right.
So somebody did bring up, I should have looked over my shoulder a second ago, and that would have cleared up yeah. for both of us. You cannot have two units and one Dominator, you have to have both Dominators.
That's what I was saying! So troll bloods.
Yeah, it was. You were just getting confused because he's saying character units.
Yeah,
because
that's what you use Dominators
for.
No, you can put them on. You can put them on. On the
you could
forge
dart.
Yeah,
they're actually really good with
trolls.
Forge
Doom Shaper 2.
Wow.
Grim 2.
Wow.
Jarl.
Jarl.
And would have been a laugh at Riot 6 months ago, but he's legit with their newest unit, Gunnbjorn. Because everybody likes Gunnbjorn with the Highwaymen.
And he got a new character guy, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Jarl, but those first three are all legit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah. So that's some good.
Especially Doomy 2.
The first one, yeah, is really good.
So Doomy 2 and Jarl are both
you, the big elephant in the room.
Jarl's the Black Penny guy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's really good.
What you are not getting. Yeah, he's Grim in the wrong faction.
You're not getting the Meat Mountain thing.
You are not getting the Meat Mountain. Yeah, you're giving up Meat Mountain to do this shit.
I don't even know much.
Completely
about
fine.
It, so.
I mean, that's. I mean,
I'm happy people not bringing Meat Mountain, yeah. But for troll players, are you happy not bringing it? I know you don't play Meat Mountain anyway, but
no, I played the Creel version of Meat Mountain.
Yeah,
where I just bring 72 Creel.
Actually, you're bringing Meat Mountain and or you're losing Meat Mountain and you're losing Runes of War.
Yep.
Doomy One's theme force with all their Earthbender guys.
They've got such a hard counters for them though. I mean, when you run into a counter for them, it sucks for the Doomy yep. player.
Banshee
and that hard counter is anti-magic.
Banshee, so,
no Runes of War, no Meat Mountain, and then we're completely losing out on Gristles.
Theme force.
No, but, well, Gristles. That's a plural, comma Madrax. That's the other person. No Madrax and no Borkas.
But if you wanted to do this, you could definitely do it with
yeah.
those casters.
Yeah,
trolls are legit in this.
Yeah, right. Doomshaper. I would probably go with Doomshaper 2 and Jarl. That'd probably be my
they're
two.
Pretty nasty.
Yeah,
I mean Doomshaper
yeah.
2 is totally
Grim 2
nasty.
Jarl. I mean Jarl and Grim are the two shooty guys. So yeah. either of those two, and then Doomshaper.
Yeah.
And they'll still be
well,
someone.
Gunbjorn's a shooty guy too.
And so
that's true.
And you go to an event, you'll plan on your troll players doing taking Jarl and Doom Taper 2, but someone's still going to bring Meat Mountain, so you still
yep.
have to keep
so,
it.
So, yeah, it makes you plan for more things, which is good for the troll player, because if they plan for the Meat Mountain and you didn't take it, then it's you up. If they plan for those and you took Meat Mountain, it's you up, so yeah. it's good.
Yep.
All right.
Meat.
Circle or Boros. We have Cassius, Mr. Tree
yeah,
Man.
Who's awful.
Yep. We have Grail.
Is he?
He's
Grail's not bad.
Kaya 2
mm-hmm.
and wow. Mosar.
Mosar I don't like.
He has a feat against half of the
right,
factions.
Exactly.
Yeah. I would say
I don't like what
Cassius and
Kaya
looks 2.
Like, Kaya 2 is really, really good. And the other one is
I like Grail.
Grail.
Yeah, Grail yeah. is fine.
I like him, but I don't
He is not good compared to Kaya 2, though, I don't
yeah.
think.
He seems like he's a quick assassination caster, but he can't get the vectors.
I think that's the ADR that's going to be broken the most by far. I mean, people want to bring Bradagus. They want to bring Morvana, too. I think this one is going to be broken very, very frequently.
Well, Bradagus is the top thing right now, so yeah, people are going to be taking that.
Yeah,
I haven't played a lot of Circle, but I have no interest in either of those two, Bradagus or Morvana, too.
Bradagus.
I don't care if he's too. Broken. He looks really boring, and I don't want to...
Fair.
Have to round up $5 million worth of stone things and then have his Seam Force get eroded. Now what? You're shit out
yeah.
of luck. Because without his Seam Force, he ain't very good, right?
Either he gets eroded or he gets solved. I mean,
right.
and one of those is a maybe, and one of those will eventually happen.
Right. Well, eventually one of the two is going to have to happen if he's broken,
yeah.
which it sounds like he is.
Yeah.
Morvana, too, I don't know. She just seems boring to me. But Cassius, I understand he's got a lot of good abilities, but man, that tree is a liability. You really like him that much?
He's from a Crix player. He's amazing, and I know
he loved the Hellmouth and the Curse of Shadows. I
know
two
Hellmouths a turn.
Well, or a Hellmouth and a Curse of Shadows.
He's
Curse
the only
Shadows
caster that you're able to kill your own dudes in Crix. Well, not the only way. One of the only where you kill your own dudes for your own souls, which is makes me jealous. Some of the I just know a lot of top circle players who really can wreak havoc with.
I don't think I'll ever play enough to be good with a caster like that because would be so finicky.
When I borrowed Circle for a month, I didn't play him because I didn't have time.
He'd be really finicky. Like, you have to have that tree in exactly the spot.
Yeah.
Like, 1 millimeter forward, you lose. 1 millimeter back, you lose out on too much of his benefits to make him worthwhile.
Yeah.
Well,
you have to have your stones in the right place to get that tree to the right spot and back. And
Barnabas works for Circle, right? Yeah, because it's not apropos to this, but the hilarious two-caster pairing is Cassius-Barnabas, because Cassius's feat is everything that's knocked down in my control area takes a point, and Barnabas is everything's knocked down.
Yep.
So you just literally kill their entire army.
That second part of his feat is good against trolls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. Because it forces a second tough check.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So.
I mean, he's got really, really great spells, but he'd be really finicky to play. I don't know. For a new circle player like me, I don't think I would do Cassius. I would do
these guys are all fragile.
So if you're going to talk about...
Ikai isn't that fragile because she's got the Shadow Pack.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. Shadow
Mosar
Pack.
Mosar is usually...
Grail is not fragile at all. He's 15, 16 stealth.
Oh, yeah. With Stormrager.
Uh-huh.
Never mind.
So 15, 18 stealth. Yeah. And Stormrager is a great spell in Circle.
I would say
Lord of the Feast likes it.
And so does the freaking White Mane.
Yeah.
That gets... It turns him into, like, this super powerhouse killer that keeps him going.
Mosar is not too bad either because usually he's hiding really far back until he can get up into that feet turn.
Yeah, I don't know. He's still 14-14, which means he's not survivable. And he is just dead against War Machine.
True.
I mean, he has play against War Machine.
Do any of the other three just hose War Machine?
I think Ikai is good against those shooting armies.
Yeah.
I mean, she's got Shadow Pack.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like Grail with a bunch of troops. Like him and the wolves are pretty decent. Stormrager on Morag seems pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think Grail's bad. I just don't think he's great. And I think Circle needs a great caster to be competitive because their stuff is so soft.
True.
So Grail, or Kaya, and Cassius, I think, would be good. Even though Jim doesn't like Cassius because he's so finicky and difficult. But
I think an experienced Circle player that knows how to play him would probably do fine with him. I don't think I would. I haven't played him yet, though. I want to try him for sure. Yeah.
You might love him. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I mean, Jesus
it'll be
Christ,
like one of those romance
and
movies.
He's got Hellmouth and he's got Curse of Shadows. And
also, I just love that the tree is the caster, not the dude.
Yep.
That's just funny fluff wise to me.
Yeah, it is. He is really neat.
I was trying to see the results of the Australian Con event since it was happened today, but there's rumors that only one of the top 10 people even had ADR in their lists.
Wow.
But so the early signs. But the thing is that people probably prepared for months and months and months for their lists.
Yeah, it's
and
the
now
first
this
event.
New thing comes out. They're not going to just
we'll
sit
see
and change
it. TempleCon will be a big. Yeah, TempleCon will be the big one.
Yeah, you gotta wait a couple months to let people build
these
the list.
People. Yeah,
why would you practice for months and months and throw it all away to do something
finicky
again, or you know something
unproven? Some people. That's an advantage. They bring that finicky last minute, and people can't adjust
because
they're really quick at it. But not but majority.
But I mean,
the
sideboard isn't something that like, oh my god, I couldn't believe he had a sideboard. That's not gonna break your brain.
He had miles on the side,
right? I mean, the day Grail came out and somebody found that Theme Force and played it, he fucked everyone in the ass. Or not Grail, Bradagus or whatever.
Yeah.
Like people are in a rush to build that new caster and get him out there before people have him solved.
Yeah,
and that's totally you're right about that. But I don't think a sideboard is that same way.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
So next one here is pretty much mostly for Brian. Scorn. We have Hexorus. We have Mordekaiser. We have Morgul 2. And we have Naresh.
Hexorus and Mordekaiser. Mordekaiser's Lantern guy?
Yeah, Lantern.
Oh, my
the
God.
The thing
he's
about
so cool.
The Lantern, Mordekaiser, when I
they're
play him...
They're both terrible against Purify, right?
Yes and no. When I play, I can make... If I'm taking on Crix, and I know what kind of Crix, I can beat it with Mordekaiser. The problem is there's Mordekaiser list A, B, and C.
Oh, yeah.
And I just can't beat all kinds of Crix. But now if I know the caster's a little bit better, I can... I still can't be perfect because they're going to be sideboarding themselves, but I can really maximize that Mordekaiser versus Crix matchup a lot.
It's you can make list A, B, and C with your side board. That's right. Awesome.
I mean, they'll be tweaking their A a little bit too, but I think
they got to be afraid of Hexerus, right? Yep. RFP from Hexerus.
Because you pick casters and then you sideboard.
Before you pick your caster before you sideboard,
right.
When Crix is looking and one of your lists is Hexerus, that's going to fuck their brain a little.
Yeah. And Hexerus is cool against a lot of factions, but some factions he's not as good against, but then he can kind of sub out some other types of miles and shove them in that list, and then it's suddenly he can adjust. Morgul 2, no one's going to do
Morgul 2 is, you know, he's one of the nominees for worst caster or warlock in the entire game.
Should we do get a Morgul on? What's the other caster?
Naresh.
Naresh
is the totem guy that, like, cuts.
Gets he hurts himself and gets all the extra damage.
You can wild card him and do some success with him. I mean, he's got possibilities. I mean, I think
he is a dark horse because nobody plays him at all, ever.
Thing is, of the other three, you're going to see Mordekaiser more than you're going to see Hexerus. And I don't know if you're going to see, I think you're probably going to see Naresh and Mordekaiser more than you see Hexerus.
Who's the caster with all the stone creatures theme force? That's not Mordekaiser. That's
Zal.
He's cool too.
Yeah.
Mordekaiser and Zal seem like the coolest casters in Squad.
If Zal and Xerxes were in the same thing together, that would unleash hell in the world because being able to tweak those two lists would be really effective.
Fist of Halak with Specialist would not be fair.
Fist of Halak with Specialist would be amazing. Like, oh, you know, you could just like you'd be subbing in 10 or 15 points worth of the Ailey versus the single damage point guys, Akirari and Cinderella.
Yeah, you don't get that.
Oh,
you don't get that.
I would be playing.
You might get it 6 months from now.
Yeah,
but you don't get it right now.
One where there probably isn't anything wrong with Xerxes and Mordekaiser, right?
Have there really been no Purify casters on the ADR yet?
Probably not. That spell's horrible.
Yeah, all right. Oh, you know what it is? They based the ADR on shit that people weren't taking, and everybody was taking Purify.
Yep.
Yeah. Because it works.
Yeah.
So Legion.
Well, and it just ruins some casters. Like,
Morvana won.
Mordekaiser gets hurt bad. He's got their same revive thing as Morvana.
I want to guess Legion as well.
Okay. I will give you a big hint just to cut on some bad guesses. No epics.
No epics.
Epics.
Bethane.
Yep.
Cassius.
No.
Or Kallus.
Nope.
No. Oh.
Ryas.
Nope.
Ooh.
Neither of the sisters.
Well, wow, I obviously Sarah, not Sarah. Not Sarah.
Right. Thagrash didn't one.
Thagrash won. Bethane.
Done, right? Yeah, I'm kind of done guessing.
Lilith and Abby.
Okay.
Lilith is not very good.
Yeah, I could see that with Lilith and Abby. But the choice for me for that would be...
I would break it.
I would probably... Thagrash would be one I would take for sure.
He's pretty good.
And if I was still going to keep in with it, probably Bethane.
I think that one's a breaker.
No will win a tournament, major tournament that year while keeping ADR. That is I'm going to bet
with
someone.
Legion or with anything?
Legion.
With Legion.
Yeah,
no one's going to win a major.
They're going to do like Evale Saren or whatever, right?
Yeah.
They're going to go into the well.
So it's Lilith and who is the last one?
It's Lilith, Thagrash,
Absalonia, and Bethane.
Absalonia one is horrible.
So basically all of the...
Lilith one is horrible.
It's basically almost all the prime casters for them, for sure.
Thagrash has to be one of your two choices.
Thagrash has to be one of your two, and I think Bethane's the best of the other three.
Yeah.
Because she at least, like, you bring the Black Cross Shard, you get the harm on them.
Abby's not too bad.
But Abby 2
is
more
Abby 2 is so much...
P. Absalonia is bad. She has no feet. Her feet is horrible.
Yeah, because a good opponent doesn't give you a feat.
Yeah.
Especially against Legion, their stuff is not that tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even with spiny growth and whatnot, like if you finish them off, a bad opponent will give you a great feat. You will demoralize the fuck out of a bad opponent.
If somehow you can cast your feat on your opponent's turn, then she's perfect.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you you're about to kill.
She's got one good spell. She's got the +2 defense and strength, but that's that's
her hand of God. Yeah.
Doesn't she have the no allocating focus in this spot, too?
Yeah, it's just an AoE you put down and fuck with them.
That is quite good, too.
But they can move out of that AoE.
Because Lilith's an armor cracker. She's pin cushions.
No. She doesn't have pin cushion.
Oh, that's
Lilith 1. Is boosted to hit in her tiny control range.
That is Lilith 1.
Yeah, her spell is the signs of importance again.
Because she's got the extender range on it.
Lilith 1 has got bad blood, I think it is.
Not good against half the game.
Something and something.
Sure. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah, she is not good. And then she's Fury 5.
So minions then. So Legion.
There's like four casters in each faction of minions.
No, and minions, they did two pigs and two gators.
Okay.
So that people can be loyalists and still legally be able to play.
I bet you it's the first two pigs, Acadius and what's his name?
Carver's not on it because he's too fucking good.
It's Sturm and Drake.
It's Midas and Arcadius.
Oh.
Which Arcadius is baller with his new theme for us. Yeah. Nature of the Beast is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
And he's got a great spot. Midas's feed. Yeah. Midas is his actually really is solid
broken
too.
As shit.
I like Midas a lot. I don't see him a lot, but
so that's no Carver is to be expected, and then no Sturmandring is a little surprising, but I
the Gators, I'm gonna guess right away it's Barnabas and Caliban. Not Barnabas, it's Caliban and
nope, you're wrong.
No, Caliban's not on there?
Caliban's not on there.
What?
Yeah. It's
is that the candle guy?
That's Maylock who is on there.
Maylock's revive?
Maylock and who?
Maylock and Barnabas. Like Gator, like, well, Gator's Rask is amazing.
Yeah, Rask.
Yeah.
But they dodged their bad one. They dodged Caliban, and they got Barnabas. Like, they have
Barnabas is pretty good. The thing is, Maylock is pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the strength of Gators is their units, and Maylock has revived. Right?
The issue with minions the strength of the minions faction is that all of their casters, except for Caliban, are fucking amazing. Like, minions have great casters.
Yeah.
Whoever you put on the list, you'd be like, well, sure, yeah, they're good casters, because that's not where they suffer. You know, they suffer in other inherent army. They're war beasts in the case of minions, or they're units in the case, like, both in the case of pigs and whatever. Point is, yeah, their casters aren't where they're suffering. But Caliban not being on there is hilarious, because Caliban is by far the worst minions caster.
They didn't in the other list take that into consideration, but maybe they did in this one.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, we can't give them this because people are just going to break this then.
If you were trying to purposely make the worst minions ADR, it would have been you wouldn't have Arcadius or Carver, so the pig one would be Midas Sturmandring, and the gator one would be Caliban, and who's the worst between Barnabas. Maylock, and Rask?
For sure, Barnabas.
Probably Barnabas.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, his feet could be negated by just one thing.
That's true.
With
people have been running over cricks with Maylock.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Maylock is just
vibe guy.
Well, he's also got he's got the Gatorman the guys who turn things undead. Well,
whole army's undead.
The thing is, Gators are going to run over cricks all day long for the rest of the existence of humanity.
Well,
the
Gator battle engine just says, "Oh, you're cricks, you lose to me."
Really? Yeah, that thing did look awesome. I read the rules for it.
Yeah, I mean.
Which is why Scorn needed it so fucking
Cricks,
badly.
I forget.
Well, you can take it with Scorn or no?
No.
They can take the pig one. Does Cricks use single wound infantry very much?
No.
Oh, okay. Then they're fine. They're fine. They're a jack spam. Yeah, then they're going to be fine.
Well, they are now because they're going to be taking Witch Coven.
The day I stopped playing.
I knew Lilith one was good about its armor. I got anyone to 3 points out. She has Parasite. Oh. That's something.
I thought she had.
The problem is landing it. So she's, I mean, I guess you could take the Arknolds with her. But she's still Fury 5, so if. I don't know. It's hard to get anything.
It's hard to get Parasite on.
She doesn't have the extender. Doesn't she have something like if she hits with her bow?
She can cast a spell. She's got that spell sling like
two,
that.
Lilith 2 has all my spells are further, like Kane has, but Lilith 1 has if I hit with the bow, I get to zap you with a spell.
Right. For free. Yes.
For free. So she tags something, parasites it, and then her army wrecks the shit out of it.
Okay, every time I've watched her play, she was just miserable and horrible.
That is probably also true, but I know that I've seen her wreck things because she just shot him with the bow and then it died. And that's because of Parasite.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that's ADR.
And maybe I've just watched the wrong people player, but I'm pretty sure.
No, but I do agree that Legion, I think, will be broken. I think Legion, Circle are the two that I like the least.
You heard it here first. Nate thinks Legion is broken.
Unplayable trash?
Unplayable trash.
I don't know why we don't have a soundboard for Jeremy. Just as every button's unplayable trash.
Then you wouldn't even need him. Around.
Why do we? Well, I was gonna say is if we have him around, we already have a soundboard because repeats everything.
Like Staples has the null button. I just want to press a button that just says unplayable trash.
I can make that happen. I'm sure.
Work on that.
We'll get a soundboard.
Button versus unplayable trash. We could sell
the unplayable trash button
because crippled system, and we could sell enough stuff, and he could buy new equipment just off of that button alone.
Yeah, man, the amount. Of money that we've gotten off of our crippled system tokens that Nigel made 6 months ago. Oh, wait, no, he
those
didn't.
Are the yeah, those are pretty good. Thanks, Nigel.
Did you see I bumped the thread? There's a thread from one of our episodes in April where I'm like, Nigel has the designs, we should be making these soon. I bumped it and I'm like, I was mistaken, we did not make those.
That was
soon.
Episode 65.
Yeah.
Episode 65.
40 episodes ago,
to
Nigel.
Be fair,
it's not even funny anymore.
This is Muse on Mini, and you guys record 4 episodes a week, right? No. do they still do that?
No.
Yeah.
We went away from that. I wish to thank them for at least one thing. They did make us some specialized crippled system zone markers that we can use for our recording games.
I have some great zone markers for my event on the 28th. And if anybody follows our Twitter, I tweeted a picture of them a month ago when I was tempted to buy the materials. I went back and bought those materials yesterday.
I have things you can cut zones out with. Don't you have the zones, markers?
I have a particular material. I don't have so if you have templates for cutting out, I still have to cut all this stuff. But I bought material, and I'm going to use it for zone markers, and it's great.
Someone else making zone markers gives me an erection.
Okay.
It's a very small one, though.
We should jump to Zappity Grumbles.
Tear through this shit. All right. I'll get it. We'll go fast.
I got mine right here.
Are you on Facebook or Twitter?
Facebook's.
Okay.
What do I think of the new season of Helix? I actually DVR'd two episodes of it, and I am very confused at it because all the commercials...
I've seen one episode. I didn't hate it.
All the commercials make it seem like it's like American Horror Story, like it's a new... Not like it's a continuation of the last season. It's like a whole new setting with the same actors.
This is going to surprise everyone, but I did not like that show at all.
Yeah.
I know that's a great shocker to everybody.
Well, I think that's a fair... I would not, like... Sometimes you say you don't like something, I'm like, I don't understand it, but I can understand someone not liking Helix. Like, I can get that.
I liked most of it. It got really wonky at the end. So, Brian, I've seen one season. Is it what I think it is? It's a whole new... story with just the same.
No, it's a continuation. It's a continuation. It's a little weirder.
That makes no sense.
Zappity Grumble.
Who would have guessed that Gen Con housing would have been worse this year?
It wasn't worse, but it wasn't good.
Yeah,
that's Zappity. My official.
Sounds like it was a lot better, even though it's still terrible.
But
it might have been terrible, but a lot better.
If the same person failed 2 years in a row, it's still awful to them. So it's hard. But I mean, I just know more people succeeded this year. But it still was
personally better. Locally, which maybe is not universal.
Well, I mean, people I talk to all over.
There you go,
Zappity
Grumble. Michael Cahill asks, do you think there will be merit in a best of the worst style tournament where you can only play casters that are considered bottom of the barrel?
No,
I think you might see like a special like ADR.
It's a neat concept, but the two problems are: number one, not everybody's worst is the worst. It's not equal. Like Scorn's worst is worse than Crix's worst.
And
number two, you won't have consensus.
And,
what Jim's saying. You won't have consensus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could always just run a tournament that only includes the ADR.
Or considered ADR forced. ELE, Gatsby, Imorbana, Bradagus, and be done with it.
Forced ADR off of these lists would be maybe interesting to try out.
Yeah.
I think you'd lose so many people because they wouldn't want to play what they want, and that's the whole point of War Machine is play what
very
they
true.
Want.
Correct. Very true.
Yeah. Although I just endorsed banning asshole caster.
Zappity.
Hypocrite. Grumble.
I'll allow it.
How do I feel the huge gap in my life created by finishing the Dresden Files for the first time?
Read it a second time?
I tried going back to podcasts, but it isn't the same.
Read him a second
read
time.
Read Brent Week's trilogy.
That's a good one. The Assassin's
That'll give
trilogy.
You a little bit of time.
The other, not Dresden, Pax Marky Mark, Ars Chunky Pants. The other one by Butcher.
Oh, I like
the
it. Jeremy likes
ones I do not like.
Codex Alara.
I like whatever, it, Nathan. Have you read? Because I know me and Jeremy both like it quite a bit.
I haven't read them.
I didn't like
it's
it
high
at all.
It's high fantasy, which Jim is like high fantasy, which I can get. Because, I mean, if you don't like high fantasy.
I don't know. This is. Should I do any kind of spoiler?
No, I wouldn't know.
Okay, no spoilers, but I really hated key elements in the book as well.
And it's also
it had really awesome races. There's like a wolfman
race. Like pod races?
Yeah, there. Yeah. I mean, different creatures.
Wolf people.
Oh. There's wolf people that were really awesome. There was the main villain race was really awesome.
Yeah.
The other human race was really awesome. Just the main race.
You
had
a couple of character problems when it came down to it. But no, it's high fantasy, and it's not like Dresden Files is in the mind of one character. This is in the mind of a bunch of people.
Yeah.
But yeah. But no, it's $6. If you like it, the odds are you'll probably like it. I guess that would be my fair guess. If you like the style of Butcher, but you know.
Yep.
I think the Brent Weeks is a great suggestion. That's one you should go
with. I prefer that book over the Ellaria books.
Yeah, absolutely. That one catches you by surprise 3 or 4 times, and that's always good.
Zappity.
Zappity. That's it?
No.
Jim Baker. That's the other one you should read.
No! Then burn it.
So, recommendations.
Yep.
Oh, there was no Twitter. That was a combination of both.
I don't know.
You can
see everybody Twitter it.
Yes, it was on Twitter. I thought you were looking up.
Yeah, somebody recommended
stuff.
You
were checking Twitter.
No, I fuck that.
You said I'll check Twitter.
I said, do you have Twitter or Facebook? You said Facebook. I also had Facebook, so I just closed it.
Even Jeremy can figure that part out. I mean, do we have to get Jeremy over here from his little weekend away?
I'll figure it out here. All right. I'm getting on the Twitter. You guys start recommending stuff.
I'm just going to stare at you.
Stare at me, too.
I'm going to recommend the new season.
Let me switch to Crippled System.
Hold on. God. Crippled System.
Okay. All right. Going to record soon. Zappity grumbles, we said. All right. How much does the expansion add to Lords of Waterdeep? You should never play it without the expansion. Agreed?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
What's your home remedy / traditional hangover cure?
Drink water before you go to sleep. That's what I do.
Yeah, it's a fuckload of water.
What I usually do is I end up waking up I set my alarm for 2 hours before I want to wake up, go and drink 2 giant glasses of water, take some aspirin, go back to bed.
Don't stop drinking ever.
I was going to say that. You can't have a hangover if you're still drunk.
That's all I studied. Like, I can't stop drinking, I'll die.
Grimble says, why do you tolerate the Shays not being there? Because it's great?
Yeah. Tolerate.
Yeah.
Why do you tolerate the Shays not being there? You need to set an example. I see. We shouldn't allow them is what they're saying.
Oh. Fair enough.
They're part of our group. Whatever.
We need more specifics here. Slay the bearded one. So Brian just needs to kill 3 people to be safe?
I don't have a beard. No, screw you.
Those are mutton chops.
Yeah, mustache and sideburns.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting technical.
The chin is what
defines
the beard?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I could just shave that off.
We're going technical.
So I can go. I could put Jim to shame with my.
I call
sideburns.
This a travesty.
You're right. So it must be Andy.
Yeah.
No,
I call that laziness, though. That's just
almost 5 years of
that
lazy.
Is the instigator of almost every beard ever. To be fair,
lazy.
I hate
yeah.
my face.
So do we.
It's terrible. I apologize. Like, because with the beard, I look like a hobo. With nothing, I look like a baby. And with the mustache, I look like I rape children.
Yeah, the mustache is not the look you should go with.
No. They're all terrible.
Unless it's a handlebar. Make a handlebar mustache.
You have to go to the gym on something different. You have to go.
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
It'd be even worse.
You have to let it grow longer. I can do a handlebar.
My current plan is to get ripped and then shave.
Oh, right. So you never? How long is your beard going to be then?
I'm either going to get a 6-pack or I'm going to look like ZZ Top.
Or you're going to cover it with
a beard. Exactly. Yeah. Either way, you won't see a fat belly anymore. And then lastly, what does Jeremy predict Rhett's next caster will be?
A balloon.
A Twinkie.
Thank you, Jeremy.
A Twinkie.
Twinkie. Yes.
It'll be one of the epics off the plane, guys.
Yeah, probably.
I would probably.
I don't want to speak for Jeremy.
I would probably say Ron.
I think Haley 3 coming. Is it official out there? I think
Kalesa would be the best one.
Was it Epic Ron that they had on in High Command now?
I'm not sure.
Epic Ron.
I'm not sure.
I think Kalesa would be the coolest one.
I wish we play more High Command.
I don't know.
Me Zappity. Too. All right, that's it. We're out of Twitter. So
High Command cards are for sale. Sorry, we've mentioned my High Command friends.
Recommendations. My quick recommendation is the new season of Justified.
Justified.
You need to watch it and actually go back and watch all the other seasons.
The final season of Justified.
I had to catch up on this.
Started pretty good. I do have. I don't think you saw last season, did you?
I don't think so. I'm
looking and talking to Jim just for the audio.
Last season was a little bit all over the place, in my opinion. I would say it's their weakest season, which is still a good season. Yeah. But I think this season will be strong.
The one before that with the like hillbilly black guy was kind of weaker too, I thought, than some of their earlier ones.
This one, I think last season was a good foundation for the season, though. So.
Yeah. Yep. It sets up this season fairly well.
It's an awesome
show.
Yeah. Sweet.
Yep.
My recommendation is a TV show that Jim doesn't like. What?
What?
That's never happened before. Banshee?
Banshee. Yeah. It is. I mentioned it on Fit. Yeah, I took 3 weeks into it already.
What?
It's episode 3 was on last night. It is by far the best violence on TV.
Son of a bitch.
Bear down. I mean, Strike Force. Strike Back is also.
Strike Back has violence and titties, and neither of them have shit for acting.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know.
I think
the villain in this show.
The
is
villains.
So good.
As you watch, I only watched
the one episode.
You know what? The first couple, it's pretty bland. The first couple is very bland, but man, some of
the violence was still nasty in it.
But as it gets on,
that first bar fight.
But as it gets later, the people he fights these like MA. It's so ridiculous. He's huge and crazy Nazis.
There was some part of the style of the characters. I did not like the characters at all.
Which, you know what? And that's fine, but I'm telling you, like the episode last night, I've not seen better violence.
Like, me not liking the characters doesn't matter, because I watched a ton of that stupid Strike Back, and the characters in that are retarded.
Yeah.
But some of them have giant boobs.
I agree with Brian, though. The first, like, 3 episodes of the first season, it kind of just drags a little bit. And then once conflicts get established, you know who everybody is.
Crazy villains. Yeah. And it's almost comic book level crazy villains, and then... And I would say 1 out of 10 episodes is a big gunfight. But then the other 9 episodes, it's just two guys punch each other in the face, and they give us some hatchets and knives, and then and it's like 12 to 15 minutes of fights. And you're like, Jesus Christ, it's like every episode is fucking bubblegum.
Yeah, yeah, they live, fight scene.
The alley fight scene, and they live, but with knives.
Put on the glasses. Yeah, just put on the glasses.
Yeah. It is the best. It is the best violence on TV. I swear to God. And now, if you don't like violence, you're not going to like this movie. The other flaw is the one main actress who gets naked a lot isn't the most attractive. I mean, she's not unattractive, but she could have bigger breasts.
You need a higher standard of.
They should have gotten the chick from the new 300 to do it.
Odetta Jones. What's the girl? There's a girl that looks a little bit like Megan Fox. Odetta Jones or Odetta Annabelle, I think is her name. She's really hot, and she's been in she's in part of season 2, and she's in season 3, and she's just a fucking badass. There's some really badass chicks in this that just, you give a chick a hatchet and you let her go at it. And you're like, oh yeah.
Like that chick with the second Raid movie. Yeah.
How about Descent?
Oh, this is the girl, I think she was the girl from House. Yeah, she was like in the last season of House, she was like his assistant. Like the last season, she was like a doctor in the hospital or in the prison. Right. If you've seen the last season of House, the prison doctor who went to go work with him for the last season is the girl that's
no
also
clue.
In House. Well, I'm just
I don't remember. I've watched a lot of House.
Just a hot chick who kills people with hatchets.
That's all you need to know. What I look for in a woman.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good recommendation to me.
Yeah.
You may have changed your mind.
So
although
good.
I probably won't watch that much TV, but
yeah. Well, I watch much.
We could start it with after we're done with Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's fine.
My recommendation, and it's gonna be an umbrella thing, so because I'm gonna recommend multiple things by proxy of recommending the guy who did all of them. I'm gonna recommend a particular board game designer. I think he's the most consistently good board game designer currently active, which is Vlada. Last name Chvatil. I don't know how to pronounce it because I don't speak Czech.
You misspelled the guy's Vlada. Name wrong. The guy who made that's the guy who made StarCraft. You did it wrong.
That's true. Although he's good also because he made other games that I enjoy very much. But no, Vlada. Just to touch base with some of the games he made: Through the Ages, which is fucking amazing. Galaxy Trucker, Space Alert, Dungeon Lords, Mage Knight. Like
I've heard, Dungeon Lords is good. Someone should send me a copy of that. Thank you.
But Vlad is amazing.
Not
I love
using
him.
This at all for your own personal gang, are you?
I will play it.
We as a group will play it and review it.
And the expansion that are important.
And
so.
Keep it.
His games are always incredibly tightly and well designed. The fluff and theme is so palpable. Like you always like
feel like you're doing what the game is doing.
You feel like you're doing what the game's doing. I mean, Space Alert is not mindless doing shit. Like Space Alert, you feel like you're crazy cadets who don't know what you're doing and dying in space on a shitty. I mean, it's always fun. And they're always very unique. I mean, shit like the real time and Galaxy Trucker and whatnot. But Vlada, everything he does is great. Hooray for Vlada!
I agree mostly with what you said.
Yeah,
he makes thematic games, but yet they're. I mean, there's I know they do.
What's
they're
publisher?
They're thematic like, while they're also being well designed. But they are.
Some
but they're
are.
So they're so thematic that you don't. They're not dry. They're not boring. Like they're well designed and like that.
And they're radically
they're
different. Like it's not like his games are all like the same on mechanics too. Like Galaxy Trucker,
it's not like Worker Placement Man or something. Right.
Yeah, no. It's like Galaxy Trucker is nothing like Mage Knight, which is nothing like Space Alert, which is
nothing like Through the Ages.
Yeah, exactly. They're radically
which
different.
Nothing
games.
Like the one I ordered that I'm gonna order. I'm
Words.
Currently winning an eBay auction, and if I don't win it, I'm just gonna buy one for $5 more as a buy it now. Is called Pictomania, which is a party game. It's literally like
from the same guy,
and so it's a party. And that one is like Pictionary, but everybody's drawing and guessing simultaneously. So like while you're drawing, you need to look over and guess what shit other people are drawing.
I'm on eBay right now. How do you spell that?
Pictomania. Sorry. Yeah, you can outbid me. That's fine. Pay more, and then I'll play your copy.
I'll just put it in the oven.
Fair enough. So that's my recommendation: is Vlada and everything he ever makes.
My recommendation is go to Chili's to eat because that place is delicious.
I went there on Friday.
It's good. You know,
the 2 for $20 is a great
deal. Go there 2.5 years ago to the east side of Madison. You'll be very happy.
Oh, my God. That chick was amazing. And then she stuck with us that long. She was amazing. Yes.
Yes.
She
changed
was.
My life.
Yes. She was amazing. But, I mean, for a chain, you'd think chain, like, I don't know. I don't know what people's opinions of chains are, but we ended up going to Chili's more than Benvenuto's, which is a really good, affordable local restaurant.
Oh, Chili's is...
It's great. They got great burgers. They got great ribs. They got great Mexican food.
Great desserts.
And they have the best dessert.
And their steaks are good, too.
Yeah,
they, I mean, everything is like, that's like, there's like $100 steakhouses I don't get because I can get a $10 steak at Chili's that tastes goddamn delicious.
Probably $17, but yeah.
The meal is $15, and I figured $5 of that is the mashed potatoes and broccoli. But no, because like Raylene and I go there, and
you go,
they have
the
2 for $20. You can go, two people eat for $20, and you get an appetizer, and you both get a full meal. I mean, that's fucking legit.
For a chain place, I don't know. The ones I've been to are phenomenal.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Chili's is, it's one chain. I will not stop at pretty much any other kind of. I don't. Like, if I see a Fry's and Applebee's, I just drive right by. Right, I never think of, if I see a Chili's and I'm hungry, I'll stop there.
Yeah, exactly what I'm trying to say. Yep. Yeah. Don't dismiss them just because they're a national chain. They're very good.
Yeah.
Yep. Which is the exception in that situation. Like, you don't want to go to Applebee's. That's horrible.
It was 10 awesome PM when it's half-priced appetizers, and all you do is buy like four appetizers and get stuff for...
Yeah, it's passable at that point. Yeah.
Applebee's was good for a little bit there. No, it was Fridays. Fridays had an awesome jalapeno burger.
Yeah, Fridays had these like breaded jalapenos on burgers, and they were so good.
Fuck Fridays. The last time I went to Fridays, I got burger, and I asked for it medium rare, because that's how you eat beef. And they're like, we won't cook it anything low, charred medium, and blackened and destroyed. And I'm like, I taste food.
I don't like burgers that much, but when I get them, I usually get them medium because I'm afraid that they'll hand me some sloppy red mess if I do anything else. But
I don't want it loose and bloody, but I want...
Like my stool?
It shouldn't be the color of this. Yeah, I don't want to eat your stool.
Fair.
Really?
That should be on a soundboard.
Malcolm would, though.
Yeah,
see, yeah,
but no, I mean, compared to those places, Chili's is head and shoulders above, and the same price. Yeah.
I just read a message on our thing. It just says, embrace it, fuck Hitler.
No, it says full Hitler. It says full Hitler.
I don't even know what he's talking.
Speaking of Hitler, the new season of Danger 5 is in swing. So
I think if you shaved down to the Hitler stash and dyed it black,
speaking of Hitler,
I look okay.
Yeah,
okay. I don't think people will like you.
But, you might look better though. Your face would be better with that.
I can't
probably
look worse. Anything I do ties for the worst mustache, thing ever.
If you did a little Hitler
mustache is the worst. I'm sorry.
Just do the little Hitler mustache and come into work and just start barking orders to everyone.
That'd be funny. How come none of us recommended the interview?
Because we just did a show that we recommended it.
Fair enough.
So I recommend it
again. Bonus recommendation from all of us, the interview.
Yep.
It was quite good.
Check out the Movie Pain Train.
Yeah, bonus recommendation from all of us. Watch the latest episode of Movie Pain Train and find out what we thought of the interview.
Who knows? Who knows what we thought?
What did you call it?
The Foofy Puff Pain Train.
I like the Foofy Flame Brain better.
The Foofy Flame Brain.
I like Foofy Flame Brain as a name better.
It's almost time to go see Seven Sons, though.
I want, the Jupiter is the one that looks the best out of the ones I've seen.
I think that'll still end up failing, so that should be a plane. That might be good, though.
Yeah, but that's one that
it's a coin flip. We definitely have to go to Jupiter Rising because it's a coin flip. It's either going to be amazing or the shittiest thing ever. There's no way it's mediocre.
Yeah, I agree. The previews
same thing with Seventh Son.
Really good. Well, I don't know. That's a coin flip if you put a 50-ton cinder block on the on the good side so that lands bad side up.
That one looks like it's going to be pretty bad. You know what else looks like it's going to be really bad is the stupid spy one?
The Kingsman?
Kingsman. Come on. That looks so terrible.
I'm so sick of Samuel L. Jackson.
Have you seen Samuel Jackson?
Over him.
Have you heard his voice in the previews?
He lisps.
He talks with a lisp.
So
he's Samuel Jackson.
I don't really care for him in most roles, and the lead actor does not seem like he can act at all.
The kid or the older kid. One that picks him up? Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're just some annoying punk.
Yeah.
I got it. Great.
It does have my favorite British actor. I cannot think of his name right now. Who is in Rock
Charles
and Rolla.
Charles Dance?
No.
Because Charles Dance isn't in it.
No. Who is in Rock and Rolla? Who was in the first Sherlock Holmes?
Garth
Brooks.
Nope, his name's Strong. Mark Strong.
Mark Strong.
Mark Strong. I had to keep saying
words. He's in that. It doesn't seem like he plays a very big role. He plays as their teacher, whoever it is. But he's in it. So
I wish Mark. That's one of those actors I wish was in more things because he is cool.
Yes, I like Mark Strong a lot.
Underused.
However, that movie is going to be capital T terrible.
It's going to be horrible.
Correct.
So we might have a triple threat in January.
I'm not going to go to see most of those. I'd see Jupiter.
Hey. What if I paid?
No.
Wow.
Wow.
You could pay me $20 an hour to go and see it.
I will not pay you. I would just pay your ticket.
If you pay me $20 an hour to go and see it, I will pay for my own ticket.
Can I pay you in Schrute bucks?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Bergstrom was pretty good.
Did you guys watch?
I missed the whole
that's their new house.
Yeah, it's house as it's yeah
it's, house, it's but it's Dwight got the guy from as Dwight Detective from the House.
Detective, AV yeah. Club was mediocre on it. I haven't got.
I was also mediocre. The thing is, the pilot episode was mediocre. It was a patented Nathan Hoffman B minus. But pilots are always worse.
Yes, they are.
Because the reason it was mediocre was they're talking. Not. They're like, you know, well, hello there, John Smith, who has been my partner for 3 years. We met in high school, and you've been divorced twice. And they have to vomit that annoying shit because it's the pilot, and they have to introduce all these characters. And a mediocre pilot is going to be a good show. Because usually you go up a full letter grade once you actually start doing normal episodes. Not necessarily, but I'm hopeful because the pilot was bad, but it was good for a pilot.
That's like Jason always talks about, how did you know Borderlands 2 was going to be good? Because Borderlands 1 was pretty mediocre. I was like, because I knew they were going to build it.
Yeah.
It was going to get built into something awesome.
Yeah, they were a know-nothing, kind of like a not a well-known company when they made Borderlands 1. Yeah. And they did really good.
Borderlands 1 was still fun as hell. I played that thing like five fucking times.
It was
way worse than Borderlands 2.
Right.
But,
so, I mean, Jason was always like, how do you make that jump? And it's like, because I could see where they were going.
Right.
Yeah. And so if you can see where they're going with Backstrom, it's going to be like House, but with another good actor being an asshole. That's always fun. Yep. That's fun. As long as he doesn't go to rehab for a season, because that was not fun.
That was terrible.
I forgot to put it on DVR, so I missed the pilot episode.
Hey,
it's on Hulu.
Shut up, Plus.
Hulu Plus.
I love Hulu Plus so much.
No. Fuck Hulu Plus.
I love it.
Although I think this is Charter's fault, maybe. But you go on Hulu Plus and they got the new season of Archer, and these episodes are like, now available. But when you click on it, it says you need to contact your local provider because you can't watch these specific episodes.
That's probably, because it's weird.
Yeah. I can watch 90% of things, but certain things. And it was even worse because I like Face Off. Remember, I recognized that recommended previously. The pilot episode of Face Off this season was a two-parter.
The makeup show, not the terrible.
The
terrible
makeup
movie.
Show. The makeup show. The season premiere this year was a two-parter. They let me watch the first half, and then the second half is not available through my provider. Awesome. Fuck you.
I don't know why every TV provider has to be like the worst possible.
Yeah. And they make you like you click on them, and they're like, you have to go through this thing, and it's fucking terrible.
Like, you know, the reason why they're eventually going to lose to the internet is because they sucked for so long.
Yeah
pretty much most people have a subscription to Hulu, Amazon, and Netflix, and then HBO Go, and that'll be
HBO
pretty
Go,
much done.
you can get full on HBO Go pretty soon, like a standalone service,
which is I will probably be closing my
usually
cancel.
Have all the best shows, right?
Yeah.
HBO and Showtime is really good too. Cinemax is okay.
I watched that terrible, terrible one on Stars, Camelot, and Ava Green was naked in it.
Ava Green is naked in literally everything ever.
I know. Oh, that doesn't mean I don't like it.
A lot of actresses have no nudity clause. She's like, I have to be naked. It's a children's movie. I don't care. They need to see my breasts.
She's naked.
She was not naked in Casino Royale, but she wore a dress that she may as well have been naked in. Oh, my God. She's awesome.
I was bitching to somebody at work the other day about Casino Royale. Because that movie's fucking amazing, except the poker scenes, because they're not good. What specifically pisses me off...
You know what specifically pisses me off is everything that came after the poker scenes in the new James Bonds are terrible.
He wins that tournament through random, dumb, pure, stupid fucking luck.
So that sounds like poker to me.
No.
Yeah.
Watch Rounders and watch Matt Damon's character outplay the shit out of KGB.
Who? You don't tell me that. You know what? Yeah. I played poker... Seriously, for years and years and years, and the lucky donkey won as much as any good player.
But James Bond shouldn't be the lucky donkey. James Bond should
compared to the professional poker player, he's the lucky donkey.
Yeah, it pisses me off that he didn't win through, like, you know, if he'd outbluffed the guy or if he'd outplayed him, like, I don't know.
He just flipped the nuts or something?
Yeah, inside straight royal flush. Nice. It was like a jack of spades to give him the royal flush.
That's sweet. Stupid. I always play the gut shot.
On
That's
the
how
river.
You lose your money.
And of course, and what did he beat? He beat another straight flush and a four of a kind. Because of course.
Usually
that's how I win all the time.
That's how poker works.
Yeah. Usually it's the fucking jack two that gets the full
You know what's boring is the actual hands of poker.
Yes. No, actually, like, I don't want him to bleed him dry with the blinds. It's like, I'm not
it's
saying
a, it's
that.
A, it's but... a six-hour movie where he's just slowly getting him down hand after hand. You're like, man.
I would unironically like that, but that's because I'm a psychopath. But the climax of Rounders, like, when he fucking fucks with his brain and he makes him
see,
think
I
he
made
has...
it through Casino Royale. I never made it through Rounders, so... And see, I couldn't make it through any of the other Bond
you
movies
should
that
YouTube
came out.
Just the final hand in Rounders.
Man. We tried to watch. I did watch Quantum of Solace.
Quantum of Solace is great.
Well, horrible. That's horrible. The one before that I like. You don't like
Casino Royale.
Like,
is the one Royale.
Oh, that is one before. Is it
Yeah. We watched Quantum of Solace. Horrible. And we tried.
You
tried to watch the third movie.
We made it through like half of Skyfall.
Oh, I like Skyfall quite a bit.
And I just
it was
couldn't get past. There's something about it. Yeah, I might watch it again sometime.
No,
you guys were probably just mad because it was the guy from No Country for Old Men, and you were just infuriated.
No,
I didn't
no.
notice him in it.
Well, also, you watch it, if you're in a room with Jim, and if Jim doesn't like a movie, he seeps hatred and anger in a 4 mile radius. Just
you mean
just,
like Transformers 2?
Yeah, it just comes out.
I took that one out of the theater. I left that theater 4 times expecting Brian to follow me, and he never did.
I'm like, it's gonna get better.
No, it isn't.
Hey, I know that now.
Shia LaBeouf died and went to robot fucking heaven.
Hey,
you know what? The quickest way to get Jim out of the room or to frustrate him entirely was to play. Red Dead Redemption.
That game.
And then for me to sit to sit there and play poker, and Jim's watching me play poker, and I'm playing just the worst hands all the time, winning all the money. He's like, it was great.
I hated everything about that game.
All right, so we should probably call it quits, and we're running out in 2 hours. So
why are we? Where am I?
Yeah, we're going
we had
hours.
To make up for the previous fail cast.
Yeah. This was not a. This was
you forgot
passable for us,
but he forgot to hit record.
Yeah,
wow.
I think well, at least somebody got to hear.
No,
it,
we got
three
Gunny.
Guys,
we
guys,
were here Gunny. For Gunny, Red Wolf, and Joseph.
Gunny can tell the tales of our not fail cast.
All right,
he's our bard.
Yeah. Calling it quits.
Bye bye.
Paul McQuits.